left in overtime. She's on your mind, she's on your mind.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile...
History will tell you of epic Indian battles in North Alabama, mostly over territory rights. In the days and moments leading up to battle, drums could be heard in the distance, along with what has been called a battle cry. Webster defines a battle cry as a means of arousing aggression and causing intimidation toward the hostile side, and that the battle cry is the phase of war preceding the escalation in physical violence. We can hear the drums, along with the battle cry of Redskins and Ravens. No doubt, this is the battle night, and this must be the battle site. For this is Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, and Joe Coretti Auto Service. Hello again, everybody. I'm Tommy Warhurst from Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School in the Little Valley in Blount County called Aniana. Good to have you with us tonight. A great night for high school football. A threat of rain, but we're hoping the rain will stay away tonight as the Redskins and the Raiders are set to do battle in a big 4A Region 7 contest. And that brings me to the point of introducing Jason Coretti. Welcome back from Orlando.
Thanks. Good to be back. Glad to be in Aniana instead of Orlando tonight, that's for sure. So get back on the mic. Let's watch them see some great football out here tonight. And like you said, 4A Region 7 contest this evening. Looks like it's going to be a good one. You know, Good Hope, they've lost their last three games. They're 0-3 on the season with the Jamboree loss to Vinemont. But, you know, Tommy, these guys have been in every football game up until the very end. They've only lost by 5, 7, and 4 points in every contest. They've been in the battle, so to speak, like you brought up again. I got to let the chill bumps come back down. I started going to beat on my tom-tom and get out my start doing a war chant or something here in a minute. But, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good game tonight. You know, Good Hope travels over here to Aniana to take on the defending 4A state champions in the Aniana Redskins. But before we get started, I got to say one thing. I want to channel my inner Chris Berman.
The Redskins and the Raiders.
I've been wanting to say that all day. And I finally got to do it. So here we go, guys.
So that's what we've got tonight. We've got the Aniana Redskins and the Good Hope Raiders. And as you mentioned, the Redskins are the defending 4A state champion. But they are, you know, according to the locals here, this is not the typical Redskin team that you've seen in years past. They've had some guys who didn't come back out for football this season. They've had some injuries. In fact, the MVP of the state championship game last year,
Cole Powell,
who normally plays quarterback, has had labrum surgery on his shoulder, and he's just been released today. But he will not be able to throw the football to play quarterback for the Redskins, but he will be running the football for the Redskins.
That's good to hear, because like you said, they graduated a lot of talent last year. 17 seniors on this squad from last year are gone. Some of them are even playing in Division I football. You got Jalen Johnson, good enough to make it to the Georgia Tech team. And like I said, graduated a lot of guys. There's only 9 seniors on this roster tonight for Aniana.
So, and that said, our the Good Hope Raiders are going to have their hands full tonight. Like you mentioned, they've been in the ball games. Last week, they put up good numbers. They turned the football over three times last week, one of those in the end zone. Good Hope is averaging 33 points per game, but they're 0-2.
Oh, yeah, 0-2. Like you said, they have no trouble finding the end zone. I think their defense is going to have to shore up a little bit to keep the other team from finding it more than they are. That, controlled turnovers, good ball control football, and basically just avoid mistakes and finally pick up their first win here maybe tonight.
The Redskins, on the other hand, are 1-1. They lost in the opening week to Pinson Valley 42-0, and they won a 4A Region 7 game last week against DAR 34-21. So Redskins averaging 17 points a game, and the Raiders of Good Hope averaging 34 points a game. Good Hope started out the season with a 48-41 loss to Cordova and then a loss last week to Westminster 29-24. So we're going to see if the Raiders can turn things around this week. It's a great night for football here at Oneonta. 4A Region 7 contest between the Redskins and the Raiders. We'll have more pregame coming up. You're listening to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
We're joined now by Chris Moss, head coach of the Good Hope Raiders. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time to join us.
You're welcome. Glad to help you guys out.
The first couple of weeks, the Good Hope Raiders have put some points on the board. I think you guys are averaging about 33 points a ball game, but on the other end of that spectrum, you've given up just a little bit more than that. Tell us about the first 2 weeks of the season.
Well, the first week we threw the ball about 175 times, it seemed like. I think we did throw about 62 times, if I remember correctly, and that's a little bit short of a state record. We got a little quarterback, and he does a good job. He's a sophomore, Riley Eisman. He's a smart kid. We had a good night that night, but like I said, we're going short, but we couldn't stop anybody. We look like a track meet out there.
Yeah.
We get the ball last one. So.
Speaking of Riley, he came on last season and took over the reins at quarterback for you. And like you said, he throws the ball all over the field. But he's got some older leadership there in the backfield with him. Are they helping develop him along as a young sophomore?
They are. We try not to put it all on him. Of course, that night we sort of depended on him more than we wanted to. But we got a senior running back in the backfield, and he sort of takes a little bit of the load off of Riley. And the offensive line, we had 14 seniors last year, and all of them played, and four of the five offensive linemen were seniors, so we're trying to redevelop a little continuity up front on offensive line. So,
right.
We're getting better every week. You know, we've had some situations, last 2 weeks we've had a situation where we just sort of hurt ourselves, And that's where we had three key turnovers. One, we fumbled into the end zone, going in. And you know, you just can't do that in this game.
Yeah. After a couple of weeks, Coach, how are you health-wise? Are you pretty healthy?
Health-wise, we're pretty good. I think we've got everybody. Everybody's nicked and bruised up and that kind of thing. But there's not anybody that's not going to play because of
being health-wise. This week is another big region game, and you make the trip over to Blount County to Gilbreth Stadium to take on Coach Don Jacobs' Oneonta Redskins, and they're the defending state champs, but the Redskins seem to be down a little bit this year. What do you know about Oneonta, and what do you expect tonight?
We've watched the last two games, and you know, everybody talks about them being down, and I didn't see them last year, obviously. You know, they had a great group last year, but they opened the season with Pinson Valley, and Pinson Valley beat them, but Prince Valley's going to beat a lot of folks. You know, they got some talent over there. And last week they played a DAR team that's good. So, you know, each week they look like they've gotten better. You know, Coach Jakes, they run the ball, you know, about 65% of the time. And you know, we've got to be able to stop the run, which we haven't been doing a really good job of it.
So, taking those things into account, Coach, what do the Good Hope Raiders have to do to walk away with a victory in Oneonta tonight?
Well, we should tell our kids we're going to make them throw. You know, they've had a lot of success running the ball. If we can make them pass, and I'd say that kid can't pass. He's a good athlete, and he's surrounded by good athletes. But we've got to make them do something they don't want to do, which is run the ball. From what I've seen last couple of weeks.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium at the campus of Oneonta High School for Live 95's Friday Night Live. The Oneonta Redskins and the Good Hope Raiders. And now tonight's starting lineup for the Good Hope Raiders, coached by Chris Moss, 0-2 overall in the season and 0-1 in 4A Region 7. At a receiver, 6'1", 173 pounds, and a senior, number 10, Austin Reed. At a receiver, 5'8", 130 pounds, and a freshman, number 1, Reese Harbison. Another receiver, 6'3", 155 pounds, and a junior, number 8, Jordan Collins. On the offensive line, 6'3", 285 pounds, and a junior, number 67, Jason Burney. 5'11", 195 pounds, and a junior, number 55, Andrew Barrett. 6'1", 190 pounds, and a senior, number 51, Davis Dickerson. Also on the offensive line, 5'11", 175 pounds, and a sophomore, number 52, Houston White. And on the offensive line, 6'2", 238, and a junior, number 79, Dakota Morgan. In the backfield, 5'9", 170 pounds, and a senior, number 32, Jared McClure. And 6'2", 165 pounds, and a junior, number 12, Kanan Smith. The quarterback for the Good Hope Raiders, 5'9", 140 pounds, and a sophomore, number 11, Riley Eisner. For the Oneonta Redskins, 1-1 on the season, 1-0 in 4A Region 7, coached by Don Jacobs. At split end, a 5'8", 130-pound freshman, number 3, Jackson Devaney. On the offensive line, 6'2", 235 pounds, and a senior number 77, Cody Talbert. At guard, 5'11", 311 pounds, and a senior number 70, Jet Hunter. The center, 5'11", 185, and a freshman, number 50, Jason Brooks. At right guard, 6'1", 250 pounds, and a junior, number 53, Will McKinney. At right tackle, 6'1", 255, and a senior, number 65, John Whited. The tight end, 6'3", 195, and a junior, number 44, Riley Cole. The flanker, 5'7", 134, and a sophomore, number 12, Logan Sipper. Running backs are 5'10", 165 pounds and a senior, number 9, John Moe, and 5'11", 175 pounds and a junior, wearing number 10 is Cole Powell, who was the MVP of the state championship game last year at quarterback, but due to shoulder surgery and just being released to play, he's not playing quarterback because he can't throw the ball. He's going to be a running back tonight. And the quarterback for the Redskins, 5'9", 170, and a junior, number 14, Zachary Dimmock.
Yep, the captains are midfield. Good Hope send out four tonight. Number 26, Tristan Franklin. 67, Jason Burney. Number 24, Jonathan Burnett. And number 12, Kanan Smith. Aniana sends a pair of players out to talk with the referees. That's number 24, Kelvin Sloan. And number 65, John Whitted. And I spoke with a gentleman here earlier. He talked about Mr. Whitted being an excellent football player. He plays center on the offense. He plays defensive tackle. Young man listed at 6'1", 255 pounds. And sounds like he's big enough to go both ways tonight, guys.
He can play about any direction he wants to, kid.
He might even drive the bus home or something. You never know. Speaking of 4A Region 7, we'll go run down the standings. Excuse me, there. Priceville 3-0. They're atop of the. And, well, actually, they're tied with Locust Fork. I'm sorry. They're 3-0 and 1-0 in the region, 3-0 on the season. Aniana, 1-2 on the season, 1-0 in region play. Westminster Christian, 1-0. They defeated Good Hope last week. They're 2-0 on the season. Then you got Good Hope. They're 0-1 in the region, 0-3. Trying to get off the snide here tonight for the season. North Jackson, 0-1, and 1-2 on the season. DAR, they're 0-1 in the region, 1-1 on the season. And then you got Pennington, they're 0-1 and 0-3. So they're tied with Good Hope for a bunch of goose eggs tonight. And maybe both teams will turn it around this evening.
Yeah, the teams have taken the field. We're just about set for kickoff. The Raiders of Good Hope dressed in their visiting white jerseys, red numerals, white trousers with red stripes down the leg, red hats, and the Aniana Redskins dressed in their home navy blue jerseys with white numerals, white trousers with a navy and red stripe down the side, and red helmets with a chief head on the side of it.
You know, I've got to say about the fashion police over here in Aniana, those are some good-looking uniforms right there. They really stand out. Just thought I'd throw that in there, you know, for a little. For y'all listening at home, beautiful stadium here set up in the hills here in Blount County. The stadium blasted out of the side of a mountain back in 1974. So I'd have the coal company to come over and dig out a hole for them to have a field over here.
Built the stadium with volunteer work and then a couple of state championships under your belt to get you some good-looking unis.
That'll do it. Like I told them earlier, if they keep winning state championships and region play, they're going to have to build a bigger field house down here to put all the signs on the roof.
Kanan Smith back to receive the kick for the Good Hope Raiders. It's going to be a short kick taken by the Raiders at the 30-yard line. Runs into his own man and then is tripped up right at the 31-yard line. So pretty good field position for the Good Hope Raiders. Receiving the kick that time was 26. That's Tristan Franklin.
Yeah, Tristan Franklin just went up, picked that ball up out of the air and kind of turned it around and picked up a few little yards there and set up Good Hope. Looks like they're going to be first and 10 from their 30-yard line starting out here. So you got big old Jared McClure out there on the field to see what he's going to do tonight. He's been toting the rock good for Good Hope here lately. So let's see what he's got in store for these Aniana Redskins.
Eisner brings the Raiders to the line. Two receivers split to either side. McClure, the lone back, standing to Eisner's right. The Raiders are worked from left to right as you listen here in the first quarter. Reisner wants to throw complete at the 35-yard line. Dancing up to the 40 and that bounce at the 41-yard line is Jordan Collins. So a good first down play on the first play of the ball game for the Raiders.
Yeah, a little two-step drop out to number nine, Sherman Morris. I'm sorry, Sherman Morris. There we go. He just did a little quick in route and then was able to check a tackler and pick up a first down. Sets him up on the 41-yard line, first and 10, Good Hope.
Just underway in the opening quarter, Redskins and Raiders from Aniana. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us here on Live 95. It's first down and 10 for Good Hope now from their own 40. Three receivers split to the far side as they work left to right. They'll sit in motion to the near side. Handoff is to McClure. McClure's got a hole. 45 across midfield into Redskin territory at the 44-yard line is Jared McClure.
Yeah, Jared McClure, they faked him off with a little motion coming across the field. McClure took the handoff, a little quick hit right up the middle, able to scamp around back and forth. A little juke here and there, picks up 13 yards on first down. Good Hope moving the ball very efficiently now. Looks like they're going to mark him over on the 45-yard line, so a gain of 14 on first down for Good Hope, Jared McClure.
The Raiders going no huddle, getting the play from Coach Moss on the sideline. Two receivers split to either side again. McClure, the lone back beside Eisner. Eisner in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's got pressure now, has to fire out for McClure on the near side, just kind of a release pass in a hurry, and that ball's incomplete, so it'll be second down and 10 now for Good Hope.
Yeah, the defensive end on the other side, he was able to slip in the backfield and put a little pressure on Eisner. He had to force that ball off to his dump-off man here in the backfield, McClure, and just a little bit of the timing just being a bit off there. I'm sure they'll work that out as the game progresses here.
Second down and 10 for the Raiders now from the Redskin 45-yard line. Working left to right. Two receivers split to either side. Eisner in shotgun. Hands off to McClure again. He's hit the line of scrimmage and tries to break away, but there's just too many Indians there tomahawking him at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, McClure tried to go off tackle that time. And like you said, Tommy, that Aniano was playing their blanket defense. And as Coach Dye used to say, well, blanket defense means when the play's over, you can take a blanket and throw it all over 11 players. You've got all of them covered. They were all stacked up the line of scrimmage there. Brings up third down and 10 here as we're at 10:51 to go in the first quarter.
So the Raiders got 24 yards on two plays, and now we've had two plays for no gain. Third and 10 from the Redskin 45. Four receivers still. Three come to the near side. Eisner wants to throw. Fires almost intercepted and incomplete. It was intended for Austin Reed, but great coverage that time by Zachary Dimmock of the Redskins.
Yeah, Zachary Dimmock, he plays quarterback on the other side of the ball, plays cornerback, or actually he's playing safety tonight. He almost had that ball. If he had just a little bit sooner, we'd have probably had six the other way because he was coming with a full head of steam that time.
So the Good Hope Raiders will be in punt formation to kick it away to the Redskins. Jackson Devaney will be deep to receive for Aniana. He'll stand at his own 15-yard line. Good snap on the punt. Good kick that time from Robert Hopper. It's taken by Devaney. Run back to the 20, the 25, and out to the 29-yard line. So changing possession. Not much going on the last two plays for Good Hope. They were successful on their first two plays. Like I mentioned, 24 yards on two plays, and then they kind of hit a roadblock.
Yeah, Tommy, this is kind of where Good Hope runs into that situation where they're bad about shooting themselves in the foot. They get some good production, and then everything just kind of falls apart. Seemed like they got out of their game plan a little bit there, trying to throw the ball on first down instead of going with McClure in the backfield.
So it's first and 10 Redskins now from their own 29-yard line. Dimmock will have two receivers to the far side, one to the near side as they work from right to left. He'll hand it off to Cole Powell, and Powell's going to be caught in the backfield. A loss of about a yard or two that time. Good defensive stop there by the Raiders.
Yeah, a defensive tackle just shot the gap, met him in the backfield, and looks like caught him right at the line of scrimmage, maybe backed him up two yards there. Kind of hard to see him across the field. But just backed him up 2 yards, and Cole Powell back in the backfield. He's set up deep in the backfield. I'm sorry.
He's about 7 yards deep. Powell gets the handoff again, and he gets up to near the original line of scrimmage. And again, two or three Good Hope Raiders there in on the stop. Looking like Noah Eccles leading the charge that time for the Raiders. We're just underway first quarter, 9:37 left in the opening quarter. Good Hope and Aniana, big 4A region contest that can have playoff implications as we're, even though we're only in week three, you need to get region wins as soon as you can get them to get playoff spots.
Yeah. Aniana's sitting there with one win. Good Hope's looking for their first region win. Like you said, your overall record doesn't count. That region record they're looking for to get into the playoffs.
Third down at 10 now. Dimmock throws on the near side to Powell. Pass is complete, and Powell's got open field across midfield. 40, 30, 20. He's all alone at the 10. 5, touchdown, Redskins.
Yep, Cole Powell just came right out of the end, out of the backfield, kind of ran a little wheel route. And he's going to scamper down for a 71-yard touchdown run here in the first quarter with 8:58 to go.
It looked like the Raiders had him stopped him at the 35-yard line, but he broke a couple of tackles due to some Raiders not really wrapping up the way they should and tomahawking him to the ground. And Powell able to scamper into the end zone and get the Redskins on the board with a big play, big, big play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and number 80, what's his number there, 80, He's not listed on my roster. 81. Yeah, 81. Micah Spencer, the place kicker. He also plays wide receiver. Going to try for an extra point here, and it looks like it's up, yep. And it's good.
Kick is up and good, so the clock is stopped with 8:58 left in the opening quarter. Your score, Aniana 7 and Good Hope nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you said that?
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School. Good Hope Raiders of the Aniana Redskins. The Redskins with a 7-0 lead over the Good Hope Raiders.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you...
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School. Our apologies for technical difficulties. We're working with Wi-Fi signals, and we're having to move some things around to get a better signal, try to get the broadcast back to you. We apologize for the inconvenience, and in our absence, the clock ticked down to about 4 minutes and 25 seconds. The Redskins intercepted a pass, and Jason, they put another 6 points on the board.
Yeah, number 14, Zach Demick, he stepped in front of a pass and returned it for about 15 yards. Cole Powell went on a double reverse for about 35 yards, which set up a 10-yard touchdown scamper by Powell. Extra point no good due to a bad snap, and that's where we're at now with Good Hope. Got the kickoff, they returned it, first down. Able to go for 12 yards, a little quick pass to Kanan Smith. McClure up the middle for 4 yards on the next first down, and then they just called out once again, 3 incomplete passes and a 1 yard touch or 1 yard run, and Good Hope turns it over on downs here with 4:06 to go in the fourth. And you know, like I said, Tommy, it's just about a 3 minute time travel we just missed out on.
and you were able to catch us up to date in about 15 Ooh. Seconds, so that's Sorry. Pretty good.
Had to write all that down and read it back to you, folks. So,
so first and 10 Redskins now from their own 46-yard line. 4:05 left in the first quarter. They lead the Raiders 13-0. Demick's going to hand it off this time to Powell, and Powell gets through the line of scrimmage for about 4 yards out to midfield before he's stopped by a couple of Good Hope Raiders. Leading the charge that time was number 42, Noah Eccles.
Yeah, he just handed the ball off to Cole Powell and tried to go off right in and picked up 3 yards there, set up second down and 7 with 3:48 to go in the second. Got three free receivers stacked to the near side, one on the far side. Lone back in the backfield is Cole Powell with Zach Demick at quarterback.
And Redskins are working right to left here in the opening quarter. Demick wants to throw, complete on the outside, and tackled immediately right at the point of the catch. A good stop that time by Matthew Wisnat. He was all over the pass intended out there for Jackson Devaney.
Yeah, Zach Demick just found the receiver out there on the far side, number 44. I can't make him out. 44, that's Riley Cole. You're going to hear his name a lot tonight. Starting wide receiver on that far right side. He just did a little quick in route and Demick hit him, able to pick up a few more yards, sets up, looks like third down and four as they cross midfield here.
It'll be third and four for the Redskins now from the Raider 47-yard line. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Redskins lead 13-0. Demick has two receivers to the near side, a stack back. He's going to keep it on a quarterback keeper across the 45, across the 40, still running to the 35, and down to the 33-yard line is Zachary Demick. That carry good enough for another Redskin first down.
Yep, picks up 14 yards there. Just that was a straight-up quarterback draw for a quarterback run off end. Kind of looks like your zone read play, but there was no zone, there was no read. He just took the ball and took it right off the end. Able to turn it around the end there for 14 yards. Sets up first down, Aniana Redskins at the 33-yard line.
Demick will have three receivers to the near side, one to the far side as they work right to left. He's the only one in the backfield. Going to keep it now and get back to near the line of scrimmage before he stopped. Actually, that was Cope Powell back in at quarterback that time, so they should know. The Raiders should know if Cope Powell's at quarterback, he's going to hand it off or he's going to run it because he can't throw due to that labrum surgery on his shoulder.
That's kind of like the Wildcat formation they run when they put the receiver or the running back there at the quarterback position. But you know what? Even when they do run that, it's hard for defenses to stop it, especially when you get a good wedge built up front. Cope Powell able to take the ball up the field there. He picks up 1 yard, but I guess we call that the Wild Indian tonight.
Demick in the shotgun now. He tosses it to Powell on the far side. Powell's across the 20, 15, breaking tackles and dancing all the way down to the 3-yard line. He's coming in Wildcat at quarterback and running it on a keeper, and then he's getting the ball thrown to him on the outside, and that's the reason why there he's their playmaker.
Yeah, he was the MVP of the state championship game last year when he played quarterback. And if I'm not mistaken, he was 8 of 16 with 127 yards, but he also had 16 carries for 82 yards. Cole Powell, the MVP of last year's state championship game, scampers around looking like a hot prospect for some college teams for next year.
You wanted to say a Heisman prospect.
I've been listening to the radio too much this week.
On first down and goal, a flag on the play, illegal substitution against the Raiders, so...
Yeah, Good Hope had a player running in there late in that play, and that's a big no-no. You can't bring them out after everybody's done set, so they'll move it just a little bit closer, which, like I said, Tommy, they're pulling out the old machine gun and going at their toes right now. Good Hope going in the wrong direction, giving up big plays on offense, turning the ball over. These are the things that Coach Moss specifically went over that they did not need to do tonight. This Redskin team might pull away.
Yeah, the Raiders came out good in their first two plays of the ball game. They went 10 yards on the first play, went 14 yards on the second play of the ball game, and then the drive kind of stalled. And then on the next possession, they threw an interception, which led to another Redskin touchdown. And like you mentioned, those are the things that Coach Moss said you can't do those things and win ball games, period. But you can't do them and win a ball game against a good football team.
Yeah, you know, like a while ago, they turned the ball over on downs here, just over midfield. They got into a rhythm. They would. You know, a quick pass here, a little off-tackle run, power football, moving the ball. And it seems like they get a little greedy with their play call, and they try to go with a few too many passes. And this Aniana defense, they're not playing with the defensive backs. They're playing good ball. They're getting a lot of pressure up front. You know, forcing Eisner out of the pocket, and he's having to make some less than desirable throws in these situations. And Aniana's just keying on it.
So it'll be first and goal for the Redskins now, leading the Raiders 13-0. We've got 1:32 left in the opening quarter.
They've even pulled a wide receiver over to the inside. That's number 44, Riley Cole, playing fullback.
Handoff goes to Powell, and Powell's in the end zone. Another Redskin touchdown.
Yep, he followed Riley Cole right up in the hole that time, off tackle. So with 1:26 to go here in the first quarter, Aniana leads this ball game 19-0. And it's been all Cole Powell tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He is he's as advertised. I read about him in the paper today, and I wasn't expecting anything like this, especially with him coming off surgery, but it looks like that shoulder's not bothering him one bit out there tonight.
You kind of wonder if they would, and obviously they would. They would be a different football team without him on the field. But even though he can't throw the ball due to the shoulder surgery, like you mentioned, it's not slowing him down from running and catching the ball. So.
Well, it doesn't look like Zach Demick's having any problem throwing the football around. You know, he's had very few balls hit the turf out there tonight. He's a very good quarterback. He's actually He's a 10th grader, and I look for big things for him to come for him throughout the rest of his high school career because as a 10th grader, he's a solid leader out there on the field so far.
Redskins take a timeout on the extra point. Part of the team thought they were going to kick an extra point. Part of them wanted to go for two, so a little bit of confusion down on the field for the Redskins. And, you know, if you're kind of undecided what to do with your automobile, if it's sputtering here and spitting there, you can take it to Jason and Joe at Joe Coretti Auto Service, and you can fix them right up.
That's right. If you need some automatic transmission repair, if you got leaks, you got squeaks, you got slips, whatever you got, if the car won't move, we're the guys to see. That's me, myself, Jason Coretti, my father, Joe Coretti. Come on down and see us there on Golf Course Road. We'll be glad to help you out and get you back on the road. And
special thanks to Scissors Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, the all-new Good Hope Pharmacy coming soon there on County Road 437, also Cyber Broadband, and my company, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, all proud sponsors of Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Live 95. Redskins are going to line up to go for two after the touchdown. Cole Powell trying to get folks lined up correctly. He'll send two guys to the near side as they're working right to left.
I tell you how good a Cole Powell is. He was letting the referee know where to put the ball. Get him a striped shirt after the game, too.
Dimmock under center. Powell deep behind him. Dimmock wants to throw. Fires in the end zone. And the two-point conversion is no good. Falls to the turf, so the clock is stopped with 1:26 left in the first quarter. Your score, Redskins 19, Raiders nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Gilbert Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti, Redskins and Raiders for a Region 7 battle tonight. And the Redskins have a 19-0 lead here with 1:25 left to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, the Cole Powell show is in full effect right here in Aniana, folks. He's put three of them in the end zone so far, and Goodhope's not even giving a fight on defensive side to be able to try to stop this young man. Coming off shoulder surgery, returning quarterback, playing running back tonight, wide receiver. He's a jack-of-all-trades, so let's see what we got to score. Micah Spencer to kick the ball off. Is it a little short kick taken by number 12. That's Kanan Smith as he scampers down to the sideline. He gets out to the 46, 47-yard line before he's forced out of bounds on the far side.
So that's where the Raiders will put it in play. First and 10 from their own 46-yard line. 19-0 Redskins lead here with a minute 16 left to go in the opening quarter.
Goodhope's got great starting field position. Like I said before the break, Tommy, let's see if Goodhope can put together a couple of plays here, get a little momentum back on their side of the football before this ball game gets out of hand here with 1:16 to go in the first. They're already down 19-0.
Eisner, quarterback now, three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. He wants to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket, has the receiver open, but fires incomplete at about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, he had Reese Harbison head to rights down the center of the field, held on to the football a little too long, and looks like Zach Timmick and number 5, I do believe, for Aniana. Well, he says number 5 on his jersey, but there's not a 5 on my roster. Is that number 9? Jay, if you're listening, I need those glasses. Well, it's 5 in there. He's not just not listed. Player to be named later. How about that, folks?
Second and 10 for the Raiders now from their own 46-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. They'll send motion to the far side, hand off to McClure, and McClure's going to be stopped right about the line of scrimmage. Good defense that time for the Redskins.
Yep, the Redskins brought 3-4 players into the backfield, and they just swallowed Jerry McClure up right on the 45-yard line for a loss. That brings up third down and 11 here in the first quarter as time ticks away. 46, 45 seconds to go. They're not getting in any hurry to run this football right now. Looking for the break in between the quarters to maybe try to regroup here. 11 seconds on the play clock. They need to get something going here. There's going to be flags flying.
Third down and 11 for the Raiders. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. They're working left to right. Eisner wants to throw. Good protection. Fires a little bit high. Intended for Austin Reed. He was in first down territory, but the pass just a little bit high for Reed. And Reed's 6 foot one.
6 foot one, but he was throwing in a triple coverage right there. And that's just begging for trouble once again. This Aniana defense, they're not playing around. They've got great coverage on these receivers. And a couple other receivers open around the field here. But just not able to bring that one down as he throws it just a little bit high for number 10.
So Micah Spencer will come on to kick it away for the Raiders. Jackson Devaney will stand back to receive the punt. He'll stand at his own 25-yard line. And penalty flags on the field. May have run out of our 25-second clock.
And on the side to the near side of the field. He flinched a little bit, so that's going to back up Good Hope 5 more yards. Give Jackson Devaney just a little bit more room to cover this punt. See what he can do with it. Got an update here. Looks like my brother-in-law is listening in. Holly Pond 0, Collinsville 0 at the end of the first. But Holly Pond is second and goal at the 4-yard line, so maybe the Broncos get off the schneid tonight, Tom. See what they got here. Good Hope in punt formation. Devaney back to receive. If everybody stays still this time. Oops, fumble the snap. Punts away, partially blocked. Bounces sideways out of bounds at the 49-yard line for Aniana. So once again, you know, you fumble that snap, little block on the punt, and Good Hope has got this vehicle in reverse right now. Let's hope that Coach Moss can take him over to the sideline here. We've got 13 seconds before quarter break and get these guys back in the right direction.
And kind of a close call. He bobbled the snap, but from this angle, it looked like he got the kick away before he was run into. But obviously, the officials on the field said, no, the Redskin defender got a hand on the ball because he did knock Hopper to the turf. So
he knocked him down, but like I said, once he got a little hand on the ball, it's fair play. Tackle away, boys. Tackle away.
Another score from Coleman County. Vinemont 7-0 in their contest tonight as they are hosting Hansel. So. First down handoff goes to Powell. That time he gets to the right side and maybe picks up about half a yard before he's knocked down there by the Raiders. So that'll bring up second down, and it'll bring us to the end of the first quarter. So after one quarter of play, your score, the Aniana Redskins 19 and the Good Hope Raiders nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. And after one quarter of play here on Friday Night Live, the Redskins have a 19-0 lead over the Good Hope Raiders. But the score is a little bit deceiving, Jason. Yet it's 19 points, but the Raiders have played good. They're just doing what they did last week and stopping themselves.
Yep, shooting themselves in the foot with turnovers, negative plays, penalties. Things you just cannot bring on the road with you when you come to a stadium like Gilbreth Stadium to take on the Aniana Redskins. There's a reason these guys were the state champions last year. Even though they graduated 17 seniors, there's still 9 seniors that went to that championship game that played last year. And they know how to play football.
On second down and 10, they toss it to Powell on the far side, and Powell gets across the 40 to maybe the 39-yard line. He's going to be close to a Redskin first down, and now they do signal first down Redskins. So it's pitch and catch from Zachary Dimmock to Cole Powell.
Yeah. Cole Powell can take it out of the backfield. He can take it under center. He can catch the football. And he's pretty quick with his feet once he finally does get the ball in his hands. He picked up about, 14 yards on that play. So, yeah, good second down play there for Mr. Powell.
So, first and 10 Redskins now from the Raider 38-yard line. Powell again on handoff. The Raiders had him in the backfield, and he slipped away. But then once he gets back to near the line of scrimmage, he's stopped by Austin Morris. He was stopped in the backfield by Matthew Wisnap, but Powell was able to spin away from him.
Yeah, he got a little shaken up on that play. He's coming off to the sideline. Looks like his helmet got turned around sideways when he jammed him into the ground. But he's able to pick up yard and a half, set up second down. Looks like 9 here. Got about 11:25 to go in the second quarter. Number 9, Tanner Moy checks in for Mr. Powell this time.
Also checking in for the Redskins is Austin Krim. He'll be in the backfield alongside Zachary Dimmock. Fake the handoff to Krim. Dimmock's going to keep it, and the Raiders have him wrapped up in the backfield and pushing backwards about 2.5 yards.
Yep. The defense just got a good surge up the middle that time. Went with a little fake to Krim off the left-hand side of the line. Dimmock just took it, tried to take it up the off the left tackle, and when he did, he was met by a host of Good Hope Raiders there. Going to bring up third down and 1. Austin Krim, number 7, he's a senior, and his brother, who's a freshman, Kevin Krim, he's also on the field tonight. Looking to get in there. Maybe we've got two brothers on the field at one time here.
Third down and 9 now for the Redskins. 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side as they work left to right, and they were just a little bit quick. The receivers ready to go in the pass route before the center snapped the ball to the backfield, so they'll back the Redskins up 5 yards.
Yeah, Jackson Devaney was about 3 yards down the field before the center snapped the ball, and the referee's going to back him up 5 and let them go at it again here. So it'll be third down and about 14. Coming up now. Well, they're marking it 3rd and 15. We know up here in the booth when we're looking down at the field that that's 4 yards. So
3rd down and 15 now for the Skins. Dimmock wants to throw, fires complete on the near side to his tight end Cole. Good coverage that time by the Raiders. That's Matthew Wisnap on the stop with some help from Austin Morris.
Yeah, Riley Cole listed 6'3", 195-pound junior. He had to go up and get that ball, thrown a little bit high, but when you're 6'3", if you're playing against a 5'9", 5'10 D-back, you're the one that's going to come down with the football, that's for sure. Cole did a good job going up, climbing the ladder, getting that football, and back to the line of scrimmage, picked up 5 yards, so looks like they're going to punt the ball here on 4th down and 10.
And the Good Hope Raiders have held for the first time. The Good Hope defense could be toughening up, but also number 10, Cole Powell, has been on the sideline since he came off a moment ago.
Yeah, when he came off,
snap back to the punter was high, but he's able to bring it in. It's going to hit at the 16-yard line and take a Redskin roll all the way down to the Good Hope Raider 9-yard line.
Yeah, good execution on the punt there. The snap fumbled just a little bit. They put the ball, good end-over-end kick. And that ball hit the ground. Those end-over-end kicks like that, they can go one of two ways, and it went in the Aniana direction tonight. Because if that had been me, it would have hit at the 10 and bounced back up to around the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
Back behind the line of scrimmage where I originally punted it.
So Cole Powell continues to be on the bench for the Redskins. Again, if you're joining us late, he had labrum surgery on his shoulder. He was the MVP of the state championship game last season. He was just released today to play football, but he can't throw the ball, but he can run. So he can, he's been the workhorse tonight for the Redskins, and he's been a big part of the 19-point lead the Redskins had on the Raiders. It's 1st and 10 Raiders, handoff in the backfield to McClure. McClure gets about 2 yards out near the 11-yard line, so good positive play now for the Raiders.
Yeah, McClure able to go off tackle that time, coming over the near sideline, picked up 2 yards. And like you said, that's at least it's a positive play at this point. Got to get some kind of momentum. I mean, if it's 2 or 3 yards at a time. But Good Hope, they really don't need to back up here. And turn the ball back over to Aniana this deep in the territory. They need to try to control this ball, run some time off this clock, and set some tempo up for this game right now.
On 2nd down and 8, pass falls incomplete, intended for Jordan Collins on the near sideline, just a little bit too hot and high for Collins to bring in.
Yeah, pass a little bit high. Collins ran a great route that time. About a 15-yard dig route, turned around, ball was right where it was supposed to be, but just a little bit off target. So that's going to bring up 3rd down and 8. Here with 8:44 to go, clock stops, incomplete pass. We've got 17 seconds on the game clock, on the play clock. A little confusion down here on the Good Hope sideline. You got two receivers set to the near side, two spread out on the far side, one back in the backfield. Zeisner goes back to pass. He's looking for McClure on a little dump right out of the backfield. Just came up a little bit short there. We're going to have a fourth down at 8 with 8:37 to go in the second. It looks like Good Hope's bringing out the punt unit to kick this ball away deep to number 3, Jackson Devaney for the Oneonta Redskins. He's going to put his toes on about the probably 40-yard line, 40. He's back and putting his heels on the 45-yard line. So let's see if we can get a good punt away this time for the Good Hope Raiders. Last time was disastrous. Fumbled snap, and then partially blocked. I think the punt went for about 11 yards, but it was, except one of those disastrous plays for Good Hope.
Hopper's going to hit this one from the end zone, and flags fly on the field prior to the snap. So
I couldn't tell if that was the Good Hope defensive end over on the far side that jumped, or if he was drawn offside by the other side of Oneonta's line. It does look like it was on Good Hope, so they'll back him up to the 6-yard line, where they'll punt from even deeper in the end zone.
So Robert Hopper is going to be standing about 2 yards from the back of the end zone when he takes a snap for this punt. Jackson Devaney moves up to the Good Hope 40-yard line. A low snap. It's bobbled again, and it is partially blocked again. It hits at the 20-yard line and is picking up by Ferris Phillips right about the 22-yard line. So miscues have seemed to be the way of the Raiders tonight. They just can't seem to click for shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. Once again, the low snap, partially blocked punt. You've got Oneonta set up on their 22-yard line, but the only positive thing that Good Hope can still look at is number 10 still sitting on the bench over here. But look for Zach Dimmock to find one of these receivers here, because he doesn't have his number one running back in the game right now. He's going to use that arm and try to find one of these great wide receivers. I look for him to find Mr. Riley Cole. I keep wanting to call him Riley Cooper. But he's good, but he ain't that good yet.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going to take a timeout and talk about this. No, they're going to back him up. I didn't see any flags, but I heard a whistle.
True. No flags on the field but a whistle, and they back the Redskins up 5 yards, so they'll start 1st and 15 from the Good Hope Raider 27-yard line. Dimmock will send two receivers to the far side of the field. He has Austin Trim behind him, and he wants to throw. Fires down the middle of the field, in and out of the hands of his receiver. That's number 24, Kelvin Sloan. Sloan went up high in the air and outstretched his arms out. It looked like he was going to bring it down, but it was just a little bit too high for him.
Yep, Sloan listed 6'2", 205-pound senior. He dove for that football. He got up to get it, but it was just a little bit high, floated on him. And we're going to start 2nd and 15 here in the second quarter on the Oneonta 27-yard line.
So the Redskins now have receivers split to either side. Krim the lone back beside Dimmock. Dimmock wants to throw now. Fires down the middle of the field. Pretty pass in and out of the hands of the Good Hope Raider defender, and may have been back into the hands of the Redskins. It's Sloan. It's going to see how this one's called.
I believe he was number 6. Eric Murphy was able to wrestle that ball away.
Any signal. The Good Hope Raiders are cheering. Now the official says it's a touchback. The ball was intercepted by Eric Murphy. Murphy had great coverage on the play, went up and caught the football, but it also looked like Sloan was going to take it away from him in the end zone. But in the end, Raiders got the ball, so big turnover for the Raiders.
Yeah, Good Hope's Eric Murphy, listed at 5'10", 125 pounds, went up and took that ball away from was that Cole? I'm sorry, Kelvin Sloan at 6'2", 205. So the little guy wins the turnover battle that time. Good Hope set up with on the 20-yard line. First good thing to happen to Good Hope so far.
Let's see what the Raiders do now. They hand it off to McClure, and he's wrapped up in the backfield. He was met in the backfield by Cody Talbert. Talbert, 6'2", 235. He was almost there to take the handoff from Riley Eisner.
Yeah, Oneonta had 3 guys in the backfield by the same time as the handoff, and that play was blown up from the get-go. McClure backed up 3-4 yards there. 2nd down and 13. See if Good Hope can get a positive play here, because with the turnovers, the only positive thing happened. Their plays keep going in reverse. Backing up.
2nd down and 12 for the Raiders now. They trail the Redskins by 19 with 7 points. 28 left to go in the first half. Reisner from the shotgun wants to throw. It's intercepted by the Redskins. That's Dimmock. Dimmock runs it back to the 20 and down to the 19-yard line. So Riley Eisner throws into coverage again, and that was picked off by number 14, Dimmock of the Redskins. So now the Redskins are back in business in Raider territory at the 20-yard line.
Yep, Zach Dimmock picked off his second interception there. Got a good return on it. He picked that all off about the 34, 35-yard line, able to make it back down. They've got him marked at the 20-yard line. He just stepped right in front of the receiver. I think Eisner, he was kind of telegraphing which side of the field he was going to go to. And Dimmock, being a quarterback himself, he can read the eyes of that quarterback and follow which way the play is going. And he telegraphed it right to him in an interception.
So on first and 10 now, Dimmock's going to keep it on a quarterback keeper straight at the middle of the field to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone for a Redskin touchdown.
7:04 in the second quarter. Zach Dimmock takes a 20-yard touchdown run. He just runs right off tackle, slips past the good linebackers, and he's pulled down in the end zone, but it's 5 yards deep. So Zach Dimmock on a 20-yard touchdown run.
And there's a flag in the end zone. I think they're going to get the Raiders with a horse collar tackle. They did tackle Dimmock in the end zone, but he was about 5 yards deep, and they got him from behind. So they'll enforce that penalty on the kickoff.
Personal foul, horse collar. That's the correct call on the field. Once he crosses the goal line, there's really no sense in tackling him if you're dragging him down. You know, just a lot of that's just frustration here, being on the road halfway through the second quarter, already down 25 points, and looks like Micah Spencer's trying to make that 26 here as he lines up for the extra point. Number 14, Zach Dimmock, to hold.
So the Redskins to attempt their extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 7:02 left to go in the first half, your score, Redskins 26, Raiders nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Indiana High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Peretti and the Indiana Redskins in command so far in the first half, 26-0 over the Good Hope Raiders. But as we mentioned along the way, it's been mistakes by the Good Hope Raiders that have them down 26 points.
Yeah, that's right. They turnover, penalties, block punts, bad snaps. You couldn't find a textbook worst game that Good Hope could be playing right now, trying to come over here to Aniana and pick up a win and read to play. But they're not doing a very good job of executing on basically anything. Their defense is being parted like the Red Sea, and their offense has got it in reverse right now. Let's hope Chris Moss can get this team turned around here for the second half.
Brandon Atkins kicks off for the Redskins. It's taken by McClure, 25-30, 35-40, and out to the 46-yard line is Jared McClure. So that's a good field position for the Raiders. Let's see if this can be a spark that the Raider offense needs.
Jared McClure takes the ball about the 10-yard line, gets 36 yards down the field. He sets up Good Hope at the 46-yard line. That's their best starting field position so far tonight. And like you said, Tommy, let's see if they can't get this going in the right direction. Actually, he must have stepped out before. They've got him marked at the 40. So they'll be starting at the 40-yard line, going right to left here at Gilbreth Stadium.
First and 10 for the Raiders. Two receivers split to either side. Eisner in the shotgun with McClure beside him to the near side. Eisner wants to roll this way. Throws downfield. Incomplete. Intended for Jordan Collins, and that one just really sailed on him. And I'm beginning to wonder, Gilbreth Stadium has a crown. This is the crown football field, and the way Eisner's throwing the football, it makes me wonder if the stadium at Good Hope is more of a flat surface, and that's why he's off on his throws.
Actually, called a few ball games at Good Hope. It does have a pretty good crown. It's a very similar setup, similar field. Even the way the place is laid out is very similar to Good Hope's field. I don't know exactly what the problem is, but he's been off target with a lot of his passes tonight, two of which have been picked off by Zach Demick.
Second down and 10 for the Raiders now. Two receivers to either side. Eisner wants to throw. Fires complete out to the 45 and run up to about the 47-yard line. Good pitch and catch that time from Eisner to looks like number 10, Austin Reed.
Little quick pass out there. He was just sitting there waiting at the line of scrimmage, able to scamper up the field. Picks up about 8 yards and sets up third down and 2. See if Goodhope can tack on. I believe this will be their first down of the second quarter if they can pick up 2 yards here. The referees are discussing something at midfield, and we'll let you know in just a second.
He kind of confused by the call. He called a personal foul, horse collar, against the Raiders. Usually you see that against the defense, but there may have been someone blocking someone and held them from the back and horse collared them. But kind of a confusing call from this point, but nonetheless, they'll back Goodhope back up now to their own 33-yard line. It'll be third down and 16.
I guess it would be a personal foul of a holding type. Instead of holding him by the jersey, you had him by the back of the pads. I guess that's why they caught it the way they did, but either way, it backed them up.
Eisner wants to throw a screen pass. It's time to McClure. McClure's open. He's got running room out to the 40, and across the 40 out to near the 43-yard line is Jared McClure.
Yeah, McClure was a dump-off receiver right there. He just kind of held out in the backfield. It almost set up like a draw play. Had three Aniana defenders that just broke through the line. Put a lot of pressure on Eisner. He was able to find McClure out to the right side. But got a Goodhope Raider down on the other. No, I'm sorry. Have a Aniana Redskin down on the other side. Let you know who it is in just a second. Make sure the young man's okay.
So the clock has stopped with 6:24 left to go in the first half. We'll take a break. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School for Live 95's Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Grady. Glad you're listening to us wherever you may be, whether you're setting a Chick-fil-A and calling to join the ball game and having some chicken and fries, or whether you're anywhere around the world on the TuneIn radio app. We're glad you're with us tonight. Redskins have a 26-0 lead over the Raiders now. We've got 6:24 left in the first half.
Injured Aniana player Brooks, starting offensive lineman, 5'11", 185. He is over on the sideline. They're tending to him now. Maybe everything will be okay. He was helped off the field, but that's going to put a damper on Aniana's offense. He is the starting offensive line for the Redskins.
So the Raiders punt it away on fourth down. It hits at about the 35-yard line. It's going to roll all the way down to the Redskins 19-yard line. So that's what Redskins will put it in play. Lead the Raiders 26-0 here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Glad you're with us. And if you're new to Live 95, we're glad you're here. We have a wide array of music that you'll enjoy, something you probably not heard a lot around the Coleman area. So I invite you to check us out anytime other than just sports and check out the music on Live 95 as well as our excellent sports program on Tuesday and Thursday afternoon called Sports Talk Live with Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel. They'll talk your high school sports, college sports, professional sports, and take your phone calls, too. That's Sports Talk Live each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Coleman's Live 95.
Don't forget to listen live on Sports Talk Live, too, because they're giving away some money up there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They are sponsored by People's Bank, and they're giving away money every week. You can call in or get your clues over the radio and then call in and give them the information and see if you can determine where the moolah is located.
The moolah, the moolah. That's sponsored proud by People's Bank. Check out Where's the Moonlight every Tuesday and Thursday on Sports Talk Live. First and 10 for the Redskins now. Dimmock going to keep it himself. Gets across the 35, across the 40, and out to the 45-yard line. He's got another Redskin first down out to near the 46.
Yeah, he faked the handoff there to the running back in the backfield and the defensive end for Goodhope. He bit on that play, and Dimmock just took it right off, right in. Scampers down the field. Picks up about 11, 12 yards there. Going to set up first down. I guess they got a little on the 46-yard line.
They'll put the football down at the Redskin 46-yard line. It'll be first and 10 skins there from the 46-yard line. Some big games going on around the county tonight. Boaz is at Fairview tonight. Last night, Florence was at Coleman. Of course, the Florence Falcons won that game over the Bearcats. But Collinsville at Holly Pond tonight. I think you had a Holly Pond update earlier.
It was 0-0, but Holly Pond was knocking on the door. Second and goal from the 4-yard line there at the end of the first quarter. Holly Pond looking to get off the 0-3 mark tonight.
West Point was at Ardmore. Hansville is visiting Vinemont. Early first quarter score there with Vinemont 7-0. No new reports from Vinemont. And then Cold Springs is playing at Tanner.
Yeah, interesting to note, two of the teams that we weren't expecting much out of this year, or not say we weren't expecting much out of, but Cold Springs sitting at 3-0 over, they won a 35-game losing streak. But they turned that around this past year. They've been 9-4 in their last 13 games. The Cold Springs looking to improve to 4-0 in West Point at Ardmore. They're sitting at 3-0 right now. So our last two undefeated teams from Coleman County, Cold Springs and West Point.
First and 10 for the Redskins now. Working left to right here in the second quarter. Two receivers to the far side of the field. Blown back, still Krim besides Dimmock, as Cope Howell is still on the bench for the Redskins. Fake the handoff to Krim. Dimmock wants to throw, fires across the middle, complete to his tight end, Riley Cole at the 25. Cole breaks the tackle at the 15 and runs into the end zone for another Redskin touchdown. 6'3", 195, you're not going to bring him down with your arms.
No, he threw a beautiful ball, caught him in stride. He was able to break a tackle, goes on a 54-yard touchdown strike to Riley Cole. And Zach Dimmock's on fire tonight. He's got Cole Powell on the bench. Doesn't matter to Mr. Dimmock. And what gets me is to see that young man run around out there on the field. Zach Dimmock's 5'9", 170, but it looks like he's about 5'6", 130. He's a tiny fella.
They may have measured him with bigger boots on.
He had some sugar in his pocket or something.
Brendan Atkins on to attempt the extra point for the Redskins out of the hold of Dimmock. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it's good. So with 5:14 left to go in the first half, your score, the Oneonta Redskins 33. And the good operators, nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Oneonta High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Redskins and Raiders tonight, and so far it has been all Raiders. I'm sorry, it's been all Redskins because they're taking care of business 33-0 now over the Good Hope Raiders. But, you know, a lot of it has been Cole Powell on offense for the Redskins. We've got to, you know, continue to stress the point that the Good Hope Raiders are doing things that are just not letting them stay in the ballgame.
Yeah, once again, Tommy. Mistakes, mistakes, mistakes. You've got penalties. You've got turnovers. You've got boneheaded plays out there with a horsepower a while ago. You pick up almost a first down, set up a manageable fourth and goal or fourth down, and you back them up 15 yards.
The squib kick is taken at the 35-yard line by Tristan Franklin. He's run back across the 35, 40, out to the 46-yard line. So, again, the Raiders are going to be in good field position, but what will the offense come out with on this series?
And they marked him out at the 46-yard line. Tristan Franklin was able just to pinball his way down the field, set him up once again there, 40, 45, 40. You know, this has been pretty decent average field position for Good Hope tonight. But once again, Tommy, They got this bus in reverse.
Well, you can look at the Redskin defense and tell what they're expecting. They've got their nickel package in a ball game. If the Raiders could run the ball, the middle of the field is wide open for running. They're going to come out and throw it here on first down. It's complete out to Kanan Smith, but Smith runs a little curl and only picks up about 3 yards.
Yeah, you mentioned they had their nickel package in, but those front four for Aniana is pushing everybody around up front for Good Hope. And the middle linebacker, he was able to come over and seal that play up just right away. So even though they can catch a little short pass with the nickel package in, they can't seem to get any yardage after the catch. And that's the most important thing. That's where Aniana's really made up some ground tonight, is yards after the catch.
So second down and 7 for the Raiders now. 4 receivers. Eisner wants to throw. Fires complete on the far side of the field to Austin Reed. And Reed's going to be close to a Raider first down.
If I'm not mistaken, that's going to be the first Good Hope first down of the second quarter. Beautifully thrown ball that time by Eisner. Little out pass on the right or the far side of the field. And once it, indeed it is, first down and 10 of Good Hope. They line up with 2 receivers stacked to the near side, 2 receivers to the far side. Jared McClure in the backfield. Eisner scrambles out of the just a little bit. He catches number 1. That's Reese Harbison. He's still scrambling on the far side. Gets out of bounds. Picks up about 6 yards there on first down.
So some positive plays now for the Raiders, and maybe this will be the drive that gets the Raiders on the board. They'll mark him down after about a good 4 or 5 yard gain.
Yeah, with 4:10 to go here in the second, they need to do something. So there's a sense of urgency coming from the Good Hope team right now, because they know they're down 33-0. They're a real good football team.
Second down and 6. Eisner to throw again. Intended on the near side for Jordan Collins. And again, that one just sails a little bit high on him.
Yeah, it floated all the way out of bounds and came to rest over here on the track. Eisner just put a little too much air under that ball. And we've got a third down and manageable still, but it's going to be a third down. It's the passing down. You know, you've got 3rd and 6. You're not able to run the football right now because they got 3-4 guys up the line of scrimmage. And they're getting good penetration.
Eisner fires on the far side. Complete to Reed again. Reed tries to cut back to the middle of the field, and he stopped there. So that play only gains about 1 yard. So that's going to bring up now 4th down for the Raiders. It'll be 4th down and a long 4. We'll just go ahead and call it 5 to go for Good Hope.
Yeah, 4th and 5. He was trying to get it over to Reese Harbison and let him cut it back across the field, but the Aniana linebackers were having none of it. They're actually running a 3-1, a 3-down lineman and 1 middle linebacker right in the center of the field. Everybody else was spread out in coverage because obviously Aniana knows that Good Hope's going to have to throw the football to do anything.
4th down and 4. They hand it off this time, trying to run for the first down is Burnett, Jonathan Burnett. And he's going to be marked down right about the line of scrimmage. So on 4th down, not much doing for the Good Hope Raiders, so the Redskins will take it over on downs.
Well, they were able to move the ball across midfield, and at least they backed Aniana up with 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Aniana set up 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line, and they're leading 33-0. They try to coast in here at halftime and got a pretty nice, sizable lead. Maybe Good Hope can get in the locker room and see if Coach Moss can motivate these guys to try to fight this game back in the second half.
Dimmick under center now for the Redskins. He'll hand off to Krim, trying to turn the near corner, and Krim gets out to the 37-yard line before he's knocked down by a couple of Raiders.
Yeah, he came straight down the line of scrimmage, heading towards the near side of the field, and just never could get an opening where he could turn that ball up. Good Hope had good coverage there. Outside linebacker on this side, I can't make his number out, number 7. And I'm sorry, that's Jordan Collins over here on this side. I'm sorry, not Jordan Collins. Matthew Wisenant able to come over and put a helmet on somebody.
So it's 2nd down and 10 now. Second down and 10 for the Redskins. Dimmock wants to throw. He fires complete to Devaney, and Devaney gets up to about the 45-yard line before he's knocked down there.
Yeah, Devaney was able to just come on around the end there. He got up. He's got a 3rd down and 2. And it looks like, let's see here. That's Riley Cole in the game in the backfield. You got Dimmock. You got Krim. And let me see who Devaney. That's Devaney over here. I'm sorry. Once again. Jay, if you're listening, give me an eye point, please.
3rd down and 2 for the Redskins now.
Calling out the wrong kicker. Wrong numbers for these players out here. What a week in Disney will do to
an announcer. That's what a week in Disney will do to you. On 3rd down and 2, they hand it off in the backfield to Moy. And he gets out across midfield, still on his feet, breaking Raider tackles. He's at the gone. 40 to the 30, 20. He's going to be into the end zone for the Aliana Redskin touchdown. John Moy, the Raiders had him wrapped up about the 40-yard line. And then all of a sudden, he was able to break away, keep his leg turning, and get to the end zone. So the Redskins just extend their lead.
They had him dead to rights down here on the 40-yard line. Look like they just gave up on the tackle. He broke away, and speed got into the end zone. It's 39 to nothing here. And let me go back up and say, Brandon Adkins. I've been calling the wrong kicker out all night. But Brandon Adkins is doing a heck of a job out here at place kicker tonight. So let's see if Mr. Adkins can tie it on, make this 40 to nothing. Kicks up right down the middle like it's supposed to be. And that's where we stand now, 40 to nothing. Aniana Redskins over the Good Hope Raiders.
1:38 left to go in the first half. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Welcome back to Gilchrist Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Freddy. Friday Night Live, and it is all Redskins so far tonight over the Raiders, 40 to nothing. And another update from Vinemont. At the half, Vinemont leads Hansville 38 to 6.
Well, Hansville's having a hard time putting points on the board this year. Vinemont, obviously, not a lack of talent on the offensive side of the football. Looks like they're able. Their defense is making a stand tonight, keeping Hansville at bay with only 6 points. But 38-6, that's a pretty hefty lead there at half for the Eagles over the Hansville Bulldogs. And just a side note, young man from Hansville, Dante Reese, that we talked so much about the first game, got a call from his grandfather today, and he got a text last Friday night said he's going to be invited possibly to the All-American game, the Senior Bowl down in Orlando. So some good accolades for Mr. Reese from Hansville.
What a big honor for Reese. The kickoff's taken by Tristan Franklin at the 30, and he runs all the way into Redskin territory now at the 45-yard line. So on the last drive, the Raiders broke into Redskin territory, Jason, and now they're going to start a drive in Redskin territory, and let's hope that they can capitalize and get some points on the board.
Good hopes. Bringing out there, they've got some big guys out here on the offensive line. It's not their lack of being able to move the football. It's their lack of execution and keeping everything together. Fumbles, penalties, interceptions, bad snaps. It's all culminated in this first half to just kind of just drain the life out of this Good Hope Raiders team so far.
On first down this time, the handoff goes to Burnett. And Burnett is hit right about the line of scrimmage, but we've got flags on the field. And again, the Raiders kind of backing themselves up. They'll call a false start against the Good Hope Raiders.
Yep. Execution, just moving in the wrong direction here. And Good Hope, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's every drive. It's every drive we're seeing the same thing over and over and over again. And I don't know if the spirit might be already. Like I said, the life has kind of been pulled out of this football team so far, and these mistakes are just killing them.
Well, it's what Coach Moss talked about in the pregame, and the fact that they can't make mistakes. You can't turn the ball over against any team, much less a very good football team like the Redskins, but you can't turn the ball over and you can't make mistakes and back yourself up. You've got to give yourself a chance. On the first down this time, Eisner throws for Reed, and his passes are hot, and it went right through Reed's hands. Reed would have had a good game back up to near the original line of scrimmage at the Redskin 45, but he just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, that ball, it was thrown right to his hands. Like you said, Eisner's got a cannon for an arm, and he zipped that ball in there, and it just bounced right off his knuckles. And we're sitting here at second down and 20. Got an update here from Holly Pond. Looks like the Broncos weren't able to gallop across the goal line, and it's still 0-0 at halftime.
It's second down and long now. Second and 20 for the Raiders. Two receivers to either side. Handoff's going to go to Kanan Smith. Kanan tries to get to the far corner. Comes back, cuts back to the center of the field, and picks up 2, maybe 3 yards up to the 48-yard line.
Well, he got over to the right-hand side. He was actually finally able to cut it back, get a few yards. But we're going to see a block in the back over on the other side of the field. Once again, another penalty flag, another costly penalty for Good Hope. They started this drive out on the 45-yard line of Aniana, and now they're going to be back to the 30-yard line probably for Good Hope. I mean, they went 25 yards in the wrong direction in three plays.
And those are the things that have happened so far in the first half and the things that Coach Moss said you cannot let happen and beat a good football team. So it's third down and 17 now for the Raiders. The ball on the Raider 47-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Eisner wants to throw, has pressure, gets up in the pocket, fires it off the helmet of one of his offensive linemen and caught by another one. And then run forward to about the 46-yard line. So the bounce pass works and picks him up about 6 yards.
Trying to find the guy's number there because it's not very often an offensive lineman gets to catch the ball and run with it. You know, it does have to come off a defender's hands or a helmet before the offensive lineman can touch it. I couldn't tell if it's number 52 or number 59 or 79 on the other side there. 79 is Dakota Morgan and number 52 is Houston White. So one of those two guys got a reception.
Got a nice 6-yard reception. They'll get their name in the paper tomorrow. So.
So if they're listening to the broadcast, great catch, guys.
And with that play, that brings us to the end of the first half. So after one, Good Hope's going to call a timeout with just 1.7 seconds left.
It's very odd. Play clock still had plenty of time on it. Got down to 1.7 seconds, and they decided to call a timeout. Was it? Well, did Aniana call a timeout? They signaled a Good Hope.
Yeah,
signaled
a Good Hope timeout. So it'll be fourth down and 11, but we've only got just over 1 second left to go so far in the first half.
Well, Tommy, I'll bet you a bottle of water at halftime that we're going to see some sort of trick play coming out of Moss's offense right here. Hook and lateral. Play a good game of keep away here. Just try to get a cheap score at the end of the half. There are 1.7 seconds to go before halftime. Ball resting on the 47-yard line. And it's a good 4th and 12, so first down's not going to matter. The only line they're looking for is the goal line right now. So Aniana's going to prepare accordingly. They've got their prevent defense on the field. They've got one safety back around the 15-yard line. They've got four defensive backs lined up somewhere between the 25 and 30. Four down linemen and two middle linebackers. Looks like a good prevent defense to me.
Let's see what we've got. Eisner from the shotgun. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Eisner rolls right, loads, fires. Way downfield to about the 15-yard line. It's tipped around and falls to the turf there. So that will bring us to the end of the first half. After one half of play, your score, the Aniana Redskins 40 and the Good Hope Raiders nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy, opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while, but your insurance is about you and protecting your family, and you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you. and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Gilchrist Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School. It is halftime, and the Aniana Redskins lead the Good Hope Raiders by a score of 40-0. And at this time, since you can't be here, we're going to take you down to the field for the sounds of the Good Hope Raider marching band. Sound of the Good Hope Raider marching band. We're at halftime, and the Aniana Redskins lead the Good Hope Raiders by a score of 40-0. And now back down to the field for the sounds of the Good Hope Raider marching band. Nothing like a little Bon Jovi at halftime. Bad Medicine from the Good Hope Raider Marching Band. It is halftime, and the Redskins lead the Raiders 40-0. And now back down to the field for the conclusion of the Good Hope Raider halftime performance. Sounds of the Good Hope Raider Marching Band at halftime, and Jason, is one thing for sure, the Raider Band came to play.
Yes, they did. They brought the electric guitars, they brought it all tonight, and they sounded great out there. A little Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine, and
hats off to the Good Hope Raider Band, great halftime performance here. We're at halftime. The Redskins lead the Raiders by a score of 40-0, and early, Jason, it was all Cole Powell for the Redskins. He was the MVP of the state championship game last year, but he suffered an injury earlier this year and has had labrum surgery on his shoulder and was not even expected to play until today. He was released from the doctor. He knows he can't throw the football, but Coach Jacobs is going to use him to run the ball and catch the ball, and in the first quarter, that was successful.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with his legs, that's for sure. He went on a 71-yard touchdown run, and he had a 10-yard touchdown run and a 3-yard touchdown run. So Cole Powell able to pick him up and put him down. He's got 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. But let us not forget about Zach Dimmitt. He was able to run for a touchdown and pass for a touchdown, so he's accounted for 2. And then late in the second quarter, John Moy, he went on a 39-yard touchdown run himself. And kicker Brandon Atkins, he's been pretty effective tonight, too. He's 3 of 4 and on extra points. So, you know, it's been all Aniana here, but we'll see what the Good Hope Raiders have in store for them in the second half as the Aniana band takes the field. Let's see what these guys have got to offer tonight.
And, we've talked about this being a 4A region contest and how important it is to get off the ground running early in the season with region wins. And so far in the region, there are 3 teams that are 1-0 in the region. They are Priceville, Locust Fork, and Aniana, and also Westminster Christian. But Good Hope and North Jackson, DAR, and Pennington are all still looking for their first wins in the region. And if things hold, the Redskins will jump to the top of that region tonight, being 2-0. And you mentioned earlier, your overall record doesn't matter. It's what you do in your region that counts.
Yeah, you win your region, you're in the playoffs. And Aniana stands a really good chance. Even when they had that little hiccup against Pinson, they're still in good standings to get back into the playoffs and try to repeat as state champions of 4A. But we talk a little bit about the schedules, how they line up for Aniana. They travel next week to Locust Fork. That's another region game. Then they're back home against Susan Moore
That's not a region game, so it's not a play too important for them.
But it's a big rival.
It's a rival.
You look at Blount County rivalries and Oneonta Susan Moore. That's your old Hansel couple.
Yeah, that's the one you bring out all the stops for. You don't mind if you lose every game of the season. It's kind of like if Alabama has lost every game of the year, they want to beat Auburn at the end and vice versa. Yeah. Then they come back home to take on Price, which is another region game. Then they travel to Pennington. And then they back home again for North Jackson. That's a pretty brutal schedule. But let's look over to Good Hope. Let me tell you about a brutal schedule. They go back home next week to take on Pennington. Pennington's a good football team. Then they travel to Curry, at Locust Fork for another region game, at Priceville for a region game, and then they're back home for DAR, which is another region game. So Good Hope's schedule is set up to be very brutal over the next five contests.
Brutal, and if they're going to get back to the playoffs like they did last season, they've got some work to do in the mistake category. In previous weeks, the Raiders have put points on the board. They're averaging 34 points a ball game. They've hit a wall tonight with the Redskin defense, but they've also just had too many turnovers and too many penalties.
Yeah. They put up 35, 41, 24 points, and they've yet to find the end zone tonight. So, like you said, penalties, turnovers, and just miscues on the field all night long is really what's hurt these Good Hope Raiders the most. I can't stress enough how important halftime is, so maybe Chris Foss can get this Raider team turned around. In all probability, Tommy, it's 40-0. We got about 6 minutes to go before they're going to kick off the third quarter. The probability of Good Hope coming back to win this ball game is not very high. But what they need to do is build some momentum for next week, get some good positive plays in the second half, so they feel good about themselves in practice next week to get ready for that game against Pennington next weekend at home.
Right. Other scores from around the area at the half. At the half, Vinemont leads Hansel 38-6. That a big contest taking place in Vinemont tonight, and a big schedule of games coming up tomorrow as well, all over the TV and radio.
Yeah, we'll talk about a lot of them out there. The only ones that really matter to us here in the broadcast area is the SEC matches. All these times here are Eastern time, so we'll go and say UMass at Vanderbilt tomorrow. I think Vanderbilt's like a 17-point favorite over UMass after the last two games. I don't think Vanderbilt needs to be – they should be a favorite over anybody. But that game kicks off tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and that game can be seen on ESPN3. And it, also at 1 o'clock, you got Central Florida at number 20, Missouri. Gary Pinkel's Missouri Tigers looking pretty good this year. They're trying to get back to the SEC championship game again and win the East for the second time in a row. Then at 2:30, you've got – let's see, I'm sorry – Arkansas at Texas Tech. That game can be seen on ABC. That'll be a pretty good game. You got Arkansas. They lost to Auburn, and they came back home, and I forgot who they played last week. They put up 73 points of offense.
Put up 73 points against Nicholls State last week, so they can score some points.
Yeah, they talked about Brandon Allen today. Coach Bielema was on Paul Feinbaum, and I happened to listen in on that show, and he was really pleased with the quarterback's play last week and all week in practice, so he feels really confident that the Razorbacks can knock off the Texas Tech Red Raiders tomorrow. Then the game that everybody is talking about, 2:30 game, number 6 Georgia Bulldogs travel to Columbia at South Carolina. Georgia is a 6-point favorite in that game. But let me remind everybody listening at home, South Carolina has been a 6-point underdog at Columbia 3 times in the past couple of years. They've won those games outright. So look for the old ball coach to try to get Mark Richt in a stranglehold tomorrow, because there's one thing that Coach Spurrier has always said. He loves to beat them Georgia Bulldogs. So that game can be seen on CBS tomorrow. That's the CBS game of the week. Then at 3 o'clock, you got Mississippi State at South Alabama. The Bulldogs travel down to Mobile to take on Jones's South Alabama team. That game can be seen on, it says ESPN News, so I guess that's an alternate station tomorrow for the SEC Network. Then at 3 o'clock, you also have, you got Louisiana Lafayette at number 14, Ole Miss. Hugh Freeze doing a great job over at Ole Miss. He's recruited well over the past couple of years. They got a really strong defense, and their quarterback is playing his lights out right now. They just dismantled Vanderbilt last weekend, and they got the Rebels rolling right now. And at 5 o'clock, Southern Miss travels to number 3, Alabama. Bryant-Denny Stadium will be rocking tomorrow on ESPN2. Alabama, I think they're about a 41 or 48. I think they're 48 points favorite. 41 points last week, 48 this week. So Looks like Vegas has got some pretty good odds on Alabama being a very prolific offense tomorrow. We'll see who comes out and starts. Will it be Jake Coker or will it be Sims? We'll see tomorrow at 5 o'clock. That game can be seen on ESPN2. And at 6 o'clock, it's the Louisiana Monroe going down to Death Valley to take on number 10 LSU. That game can also be seen on ESPN3, I believe. And at 6:30, Kentucky at Florida. Kentucky hadn't beat Florida in 27 years. The Wildcats feel real confident. They had a little trash talking this week. One of the guys from Kentucky, he actually has about four or five of his high school teammates that actually play for the Gators. He came out and he said he's going to guarantee a win this week. But I don't know about that. You know, Florida, they the first week they had a kickoff return against Idaho, and then they called the game. And then last week, you know, they just dismantled. And I apologize for not remembering because I didn't get a chance to watch much football last week. I was more content with what Mickey Mouse was doing. But I look for a good game out of Kentucky tomorrow. Florida's an 18-point favorite, but a lot of people are expecting Kentucky to keep that game closer than what Vegas expects. 7 o'clock, Butch Jones's Tennessee Volunteers go out to take on number 4 Oklahoma Sooners. That game can be seen at 7 o'clock on ABC tomorrow. Another good game. Volunteers, they're playing good football right now, and they got their high hopes. They're also an 18-point underdog to the Oklahoma Sooners. And Tennessee's got a good chance to go in there tomorrow and prove that the Vol Nation's back right now.
Right. Surprisingly, that may be the best ball game of the night tomorrow. It's going to be Tennessee and Oklahoma. So, and yeah, I think the A&M's playing at home, I think, tomorrow night against Rice. So.
Yeah, the Owls are going to go in and take their beating tomorrow night. Kenny Trill, Kenny Hill, whatever you want to call him. That young man is a great quarterback, and he is filling the shoes of Johnny Manziel, all size 15 of them. And he's doing a wonderful job there for Kevin Sumlin and the A&M Aggies. That, my friends, is your SEC rundown for Saturday, September the 13th. If you get a chance to pick up any of those games, please do so. We're almost ready for third quarter to kick off here at Gilbert Stadium.
We'll be set for the third quarter. When we come back at halftime, your score of the Oneonta Redskins 40 and the Good Hope Raiders nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers...
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
We're back at Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Indiana High School. It is halftime. And the Redskins and the Raiders doing battle tonight. And so far, it's been all Redskins as they have a 40-0 lead here. So we're just about set to begin the third quarter at Gilbreth Stadium in Indiana.
Yeah, I was just discussing with Tommy here at the break. I was under the assumption that Good Hope and Indiana had played more in the past. I obviously haven't kept up with the rivalry, but they've only met two times before. First time coming in 1978, Indiana won that game 21-12, and it was a first-round playoff loss for the Good Hope Raiders. And in 1992, Indiana also knocked off the Good Hope Raiders 20-14, once again, first-round playoff game. And, you know, none of these guys out here on the field tonight have a recollection of that because none of them were born when those games were played. I mean, I was barely alive for the first one. So.
That makes us feel old, and this is kind of a homecoming in a way. I graduated high school at Indiana High School, played on this very field 25 years ago, and it's kind of neat to come home and see some folks. There's folks coming up to the press box and shaking hands, old principals who are here retired, or folks that I played ball with who are now coaches or administrators at the school. So kind of a good homecoming here tonight, and maybe the Good Hope Raiders can get some points on the board and turn this thing around in the second half.
Yeah, there's some great folks come up and greeted me as well. You know, that's one thing you can say about Indiana is it's a very friendly community. Walked into the press box earlier. One of the gentlemen that does the video next door to us, he came over. We had a long conversation. He was telling me all about the history of the stadium and how it was blown away by a tornado back in 2003. That didn't stop these Redskins from putting it back together the next year. They came back the very next year and won the state championship in 2004. And back in 1974, I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, that the stadium was erected here. And the coal company here in town came over and blasted all the rock, helped them clear everything out. 95% of this stadium was built by volunteers. And Tommy's dad alluded that he even laid the bricks down here underneath the old scoreboard. And I tried to get a little jab into them. I saw a couple of them out of place. But now they look perfect from up here where I can see them at. So great bunch of folks over here at Indiana. Good pleasure to come over here and do a game.
Good folks and a great setting for high school football here, kind of nestled in the valley. And good view from all around the stadium, and good place to come watch the ball game tonight. Thankfully, the rain has stayed away tonight, so we've had a good night of weather. Still a little bit muggy. I think next weekend may be just a little bit different as we get some crisp air rolling into. But we'll look forward to that come next week. Good Hope Raiders kick off the second half with an onside kick, and it doesn't quite go 10 yards, so that'll go out of bounds. And the Indiana Redskins can take the football over town, be inside Raider territory.
Good Hope trying to start off the first or the second half here with a little bit of trickeration, trying to put some life into these Raiders players and fans and everybody else to get them fired up. But the play is the only thing that fired up was the old shotgun that they're shooting themselves in the foot with, Tommy. The ball rolls out of bounds over at the 45-yard line of Good Hope. That's where the Indiana Redskins will take over first and 10 with 11:58 to go in the third quarter.
If you want to see some highlights of the third quarter series, you can check out ABC 3340 scoreboard show tonight. They're down on the sideline filming as we begin the third quarter. First and 10 for the Redskins now. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Dimmock in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Krim, and Krim's going to get back, fighting his way back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll be stopped there.
Yeah, they tried to go off tackle with that little play right there. Hand the ball off to Krim. And he had number 7, I do believe. Now, that was Austin Krim that got the ball. He had 10, or John Moy had a little motion there trying to draw the defense out of position. Nobody was fooled up front for Good Hope, and they were able to take him down for a loss of 1. Brings up 2nd and 11 here in the third quarter.
2nd and 11 for the Redskins from the Raider 46-yard line. Dimmock in the shotgun, turns to the sideline now to get a change of the play from Coach Jacobs. There's two receivers to the near side, one to the far side as they work left to right. He's going to hand it off to Krim. Krim's trying to find a hole, has a little one, gets across the 40, and it opens up bigger all the way down to the 34-yard line is Austin Krim. So his carry is going to be good enough for a Redskin first down into Raider territory at the 34-yard line.
Over pursuit that time by the Raiders allowed Krim. He's trying to stretch that play out wide, and when he got around to the 40-yard line, he cut it back up inside the field, able to pick up enough for a first down here. It looks like they're on the 34-yard line over across the way.
So first and 10 Redskins now driving in Raider territory from the shotgun. Dimmock hands it off to Krim again. Krim has it up on his shoulder pad and brings it back down. and gets about 3 yards before the Raiders wrap him up there and bring him down to turf. That charge led by Seth Edgeworth that time of the Raiders.
Yeah, gang tackle there. Seth Edgeworth was leading the cavalry there and able to bring him down, but not after he didn't pick up. He picked up about 3-4 yards that time was number 7, Austin Krim. He comes off. He lost his hat that time, so they're going to bring him out off the field. And in checks number 35, that's Colton Walker. He is a 10th grader, 5'9", 135 pounds. But you're going to hear his name called a lot. He's an excellent running back. Read about him in the paper this week. We'll see what he's got to offer with Krim and Powell both on the sidelines right now.
Second down at 8 now. Dimmock hands off up the middle. Good, hard running.
It's Colton Walker.
That's Colton Walker.
Yeah, Colton Walker.
Looked like 25, but it was 35. Colton Walker, who you said just checked in the ball game, carries for the Redskins first down.
Yeah, he just went right off tackle, followed his blocker up into the hole. He was following number 44, Riley Cole. That's a big guy to be following through a hole anyway. So Colton Walker able to pick up a first down, set up just outside the 21-yard line as the Onyana Redskins on this play.
Dimmock from the shotgun, fakes it to Walker. He wants to throw, fires on the near side, complete, and run down to near the 11-yard line is Kevin Sloan. So Sloan picks up about 9 yards on a pitch and catch from Dimmock.
Yeah, he was sitting, hanging out over here in the slot. As soon as the ball was snapped, he just kind of scampered off to the right, just a few steps, turned around, ball played perfectly at the numbers, turned the ball upfield, gets 9 yards, second and one with 9:24 to go here in the third quarter. Aniana's knocking on the door again, down to the 11-12-yard line. Goodhope's going to have to stiffen this defense up, or it's going to get even further out of hand, because it doesn't look like Aniana's taking their foot off the gas any so whatsoever.
Dimmock will operate from the shotgun. Two receivers to the far side. Motion will go that way. He'll hand it off again to Walker. And Walker's going to pick up the first down and barrel his way down to right about the 7-yard line.
Just a little stretch play off the left-hand side. Walker very good about letting that play develop in front of him. He's following his blockers. It's like the guard on the left-hand side. He was able to get around and get the end turn just enough where he could scoot off his backside right there and get down to the 7-yard line. First and goal for the Onyana Redskins.
They've got the football resting right on the Good Hope Raider 8-yard line. Dimmock's going to keep it this time. Turns the right corner. Actually, it's a handoff to 44, Riley Cole. And Riley Cole goes into the end zone for the Redskins touchdown.
Yeah, he went right around, right in, followed his blocker. Like I said, these Onyana Redskins, they are very good at letting these plays develop. And that's what's allowing them just to be clicking on all cylinders right now. They're very patient. And once they see a hole, they attack it and then get upfield in a hurry.
Brandon Atkins will come on to attempt the extra point for the Redskins now. The junior, Zachary Dimmock, will put it down right about the 10-yard line. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is down the middle. So with 8:32 left to go in the third quarter, your score, Redskins 47 and Raiders nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Onyana High School. The Redskins with a 47-0 lead over the Good Hope Raiders at 8:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Redskins set to kick off. They'll squib it. It'll be picked up about the 26-yard line, run back to the 30, out to the 35, all the way out to the 37-yard line. Matthew Wisnant on the kickoff return for the Raiders.
Looks like they're going to mark that ball just shy of the 40-yard line. Good up once again, set up in decent field position. They're just going to have to start executing their plays better, keeping their heads on straight, eliminating some of these foolish penalties, and not turn the ball over. Let's see if Eisner and McClure and company can get this offense moving in the right direction here to start the third quarter, the first possession of the second half.
Receiver split to either side, two of them. The handoff comes back up in the middle to Jared McClure, and McClure runs for good yardage, maybe a gain of about nine, all the way out to the 48-yard line.
That was a little quick hit. He took the ball directly from Eisner, the quarterback. Faked right, cut back hard to the left, and like you said, picked up nine. Good positive yards on first down, second and one, and almost to midfield here is a good hope. Eases up to the football, trying to keep this head of steam going.
Four receivers now, two either way. McClure in the backfield behind Riley Eisner. Eisner wants to throw, fires out in the open field, intended for Jared McClure, and Jason, it hit him right in the hands, and he just wasn't able to bring it in.
Well, he had the ball in his hands, and what happened is you've got to watch that football all the way in. He turned his head and tried to get upfield before he had secured the football and just put it on the turf. Don't know if he heard footsteps or what, but it looked like to me he just got his head around too quick and didn't secure the football before he tried to run with it. Sets up third down and one here for the Raiders, desperately needing a score here in the third quarter.
Big third down and one. Two receivers split either way. Eisner in the shotgun, a high snap, he brings it down, hands it off to McClure. McClure breaks one tackle in the backfield, gets to the far side across midfield, and runs over a Redskin down to the 46-yard line. That'll be good enough for a first down if the penalty flag back at the 43-yard line did not go against the Raiders.
Anytime that's in the backfield, you know it's going to be a hold, so it's going to be bringing up now third down and 11. I'm sure they'll mark it off 10 yards from the spot of the foul. It may not be as completely third down and 11. But once again, you get a couple good positive plays. It's like the old song, a two steps forward and one step back. Well, they're going one step forward and four steps back every time they touch the ball.
So with the penalty, the Raiders would have had them a first down across midfield, but the penalty will back them all the way up to their own 34-yard line. First down marker resting right at midfield. Football resting on the 34, so it'll be third down, 16 to go for the Raiders. And that's kind of been the story of the night. Like you said, Jason, they take two steps forward and three steps back. Two receivers split to either side for the Raiders now. Eisner will operate from the shotgun. He has McClure flanked to his right side. He fires, intended for Harbison. Harbison hauls it in, gets across the 40, across the 45, and up to near the 47-yard line. So he's back close to the first down marker. He looks like he's going to be about 3 yards shy. So good pitch and catch to Harbison.
Little screen pass out to the right. Had the defense fooled just for a second. They noticed that they had a little setup over on the right-hand side for the screen pass. Harbison able to pick that ball up and get it downfield to set him up with a manageable fourth down. But what they're going to run into here, Tommy, is they do not convert on first down. Once again, they've turned the ball over to Aniana on their side of the field, setting them up with a short field. That's one thing that's killed them all night long.
Fourth down and four. Eisner wants to throw, fires incomplete. It hit the receiver in the hands about the 45-yard line, but he was unable to haul it in, so the Raiders are turning over on town. Austin Reed, the intended receiver for Riley Eisner. So once again, the Redskins hold, and they take over on downs. It'll be first and 10 Redskins now from the Raider 46-yard line.
Trying to see, I think they're, well, no, that's still Dimmick back at quarterback and Colton Walker at the running back moving out on the field. We have not seen Cole Powell on the field. And number 50 earlier, we mentioned that he went down with an injury, Michael Brooks. He's walking around down here on the sidelines with a bag of ice on his leg. Looks like he's done for the evening. And still haven't seen Powell back out on the sidelines. Don't know where he's at, but obviously he's done for the night.
First and 10 Redskins now. Hand off in the backfield, Colton Walker, and Walker's racked up right about the line of scrimmage. That was not going to be for much.
Yeah, Colton Walker tried to just take the handoff, follow a blocker up in the hole. I don't know if the blocker fell down or what, but the defensive line for Good Hope just collapsed on that play. They actually marked him back at the line of scrimmage, but he went down about a yard or two shy of there. Maybe a little home cooking out here tonight. I'm not sure, Tommy. I'm not going to say much. Got a score update here. Holly Pond has put 7 on the board with 4:45 left in the third. A little 13-yard touchdown pass or a touchdown scramble by the quarterback, Lambert, puts Holly Pond up 7-0 over Collinsville within the third quarter.
On second down, Walker gets a handoff again from Dimmick, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage by the Raiders. So the Skins want to take a timeout. It'll be third down and 10. We'll take timeout with them. 5:50 left to go in the third quarter. Your score, Aniana 47 and Good Hope nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Back at Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School, the Redskins and the Raiders. And on third down and 10, the handoff goes to Dimmick, actually on a quarterback keeper all the way down to the Good Hope Raider 26-yard line. And be good enough for another Redskin first down.
Zach Dimmick just takes the ball, keeps it himself. He's able to scamper around the end, cut back up the middle. Hard running little guy. I tell you what, I'm very impressed with this quarterback's play. Like I said earlier, he's not a very big guy, but he's a very smart football player. And let's see, it looks like Austin Krim's coming in to play a little quarterback now. Austin Krim back. He's at sort of a pistol formation with Colton Walker behind him. Riley Cooper set off to the right at H-back as they run this play.
A handoff will go to Walker, and Walker gets across the line of scrimmage and picks up about a yard down to about the 25-yard line.
I just call him Riley Cooper again. Kid, you got to change your name.
Clock rolling. 4:55 left to go in the third quarter. It's 47-0 Redskins over the Raiders. Krim in at quarterback now for the Redskins. Austin Krim. He's a 5'8", 165-pound senior. He'll pitch it back to Colton Walker. Raiders are chasing him in the backfield, and they're going to catch him in the backfield back at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, he just couldn't escape the defense that time. Tried to find a stretch the field out, tried to find an open seam over here around numbers on the near sideline. But Good Hope was able to wrap him up, drop him for about a half-yard gain. So it sets up third down. They got it marked third down and 9. Let's see what Austin Krim, when he comes under center this time, what he's got dialed up on the offense. Still got Colton Walker in the backfield and Riley Cole. No, actually, that's not Riley Cole. That is number 24, Kelvin Sloan.
Krim wants to throw, fires downfield, and it's caught by the tight end Cole at the 5-yard line, still spinning. Down to about the 3-yard line is Riley Cole, and Riley Cole's a big target. He's 6'3", 195 pounds, so when Krim dropped back to pass, all he's got to do is find his 6'3 receiver, and there he was waiting about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, he turned around and came back for that ball. The Good Hope defender, he kept on running down the field, which left him wide open. Thought for a second he's going to shake that tackle, and they're backing him up here. I think they got a hold on the call. We got a flag on the field. So, yep, looks like it's a hold in the backfield. So they're going to back him up, and that's going to negate that beautiful play there, Austin Krim to Riley Cole.
Holding the call against the Redskins, so that'll back them up to right about the Good Hope Raider 41-yard line. So it'll be third down now and a long way to go. The ball's on a 41-yard line. The first down marker is setting on the 16-yard line. So
spoke too soon there. Holly Pond went up 7-0 with 4:43 to go in the third against Collinsville. But I'm keep getting updates. Looks like my brother-in-law's out at the game watching. Minute 37 left in the third, and Collinsville ties the game 7-7. So Holly Pond not out of the woods yet to get off that zero win column. They didn't win a game last season. They haven't won a game this season. They're looking to turn that around pretty quick.
On third down, delay of game, the call against the Redskins, so that'll back them up 5 more yards. Yeah. Got a new quarterback in the ball game, some new running backs and receivers, and you're going to see that time to time.
Yeah, Aniana, they're trying to take the foot off the gas a little bit. If you're up 47-0, there's no sense in just rubbing it in their face. They know they're going to win this ball game. So they're rotating in a lot of younger players, getting them some playing time when it's important in a game situation. If you can't learn everything you need to learn in practice, sometimes you got to get in the game and play.
Austin Crean on a quarterback keeper now, across the 45, fighting down to the 40, and down to the 39-yard line is Austin Crean. Very good for about 6 yards that time from the quarterback.
Well, he got 6 yards, so that'll be fourth down and 24, which the way Aniana's playing tonight, Tommy, anything's possible at any time. So it looks like they might elect to punt this time. They've got Dimmick back deep, so it looks like they are going to punt this ball away. Dimmick does he does quarterback punt duties. Sometimes he kicks off. I spoke to the gentleman in the video room earlier. He said that it was academic. He does just about everything they want him to do.
A high snap to Dimmick, but he gets the kick off, and it's not a very good one. It hits and goes out of bounds at about the 28-yard line, but they're going to maybe our angle wasn't good. That football looked like it went out of bounds at the 28-yard line. The official marks it down at the 23. So he's on the field. I'm up here crying for glasses, so he may be correct. But well, we had a pretty good shot at that.
I don't know. I think we both kind of did the old double take at the same time. So maybe he needs to go see Mr. Fuller there at the optometrist's office.
It'll be first and 10 Raiders now from their own 23-yard line, trailing the Redskins by 47 with 2:35 left in the third quarter. Riley Eisner is going to hand off to Jared McClure. McClure gets a first down out across the 35 all the way out to the 37-yard line. So good handoff and run that time for Jared McClure.
You're seeing a lot of different people rotating in defense here. Like I said, Aniana's got some of their second and third string players on the field. Good Hope a cool chance to put some points on the board here in the third quarter.
Too soon. Eisner fires for Smith on the near side. It's tipped out of the hands of Smith and intercepted by the Redskins. Jackson Devaney, the man on the spot for the Redskins, takes the tip pass and another pass, Jason, we've said it time and time again tonight, that goes right through the hands of the Raider receivers.
And that's three interceptions tonight for the Good Hope Raiders, and each one of them have been high passes that have either just floated past the receiver or a high pass that was tipped up in the air. You know, sometimes when you know that the ball is going to be thrown, maybe you should stick to the things that you're accustomed to doing. You could run the ball and maybe find an open seam. But like they always say, when you throw the ball, three things can happen, and two of those are bad. And the bad things are we're finding the Good Hope Raiders tonight.
So on first and 10 for the Redskins, Austin Crean now is going to run on a quarterback keeper down to about the 14-yard line. He faked a handoff to Colton Walker and kept himself right around the right end, got all the way down to the 14-yard line.
Looks like Aniana's often, they're trying to run the football as much as they can. They're keeping what they're doing. They're keeping this clock rolling. They want to get these guys some good playing time, but they want to speed this game up too, because you want to get out of here without any injuries or, you know, anything negative happening to the football team, because they've got a pretty rough schedule coming up in the next couple weeks, and they're going to need every one of these players on board as they enter into a lot of the region play.
On second down and 4, Colton Walker takes the handoff. He's at the 10, fighting his way down to the 5 and all the way down to the 3-yard line is Colton Walker. That'll be good enough for a Redskin first down and set the Redskins up now first down and goal.
And number 35, Colton Walker takes the handoff for number 7, Austin Crean. Tries to stretch a play out, goes around right in, bobs and weaves inside, stays about the numbers. Notice he's trying to stay away from that sideline as much as he can. He wants to keep this clock rolling. Gets down to the 3-yard line with Aniana set up first and goal here with 1:12 to go in the third quarter.
First and goal now. Austin Crean at quarterback fakes it to Walker. Crean's going to keep it to the 3, to the 2, fighting his way down to the 1-yard line is Austin Crean, but he's going to be stopped shy of the goal line. Good stop made that time by number 6, Eric Murphy of the Raiders.
Austin Crean's come in. He's doing a whale of a job here in replace of Zach Dimmick, second-string quarterback. You know, what we discussed earlier, you got Cole Powell, I was about to call him something else. I'm another player. It wouldn't be the first time tonight. But he's actually their first-string quarterback. And you got Dimmick, who's replaced him as a second-string quarterback. Crean's coming third-string quarterback, and he's doing a very good job.
On second down and goal, the handoff goes to Colton Walker, and Walker goes 1 yard into the end zone for the Redskin touchdown.
Yeah, he just found a little hole off right tackle, followed the blocker up in there, and he didn't have far to go. Leans forward, gets the touchdown, which puts Onion up at this point, 53-0. Brandon Atkins going to come on to try an extra point. Actually, they have brought in another place kicker. That is number 22, Cole Neighbors.
So Neighbors, a 5'8 sophomore, going to get a chance to kick the extra point for the Redskins to snap. Place the kick is up, and this one is no good. So with 23 seconds left to go in the third quarter, your score, Redskins 53, Raiders nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope.
Back at Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Onion High School, the Redskins out to a commanding 53-0 lead over the Good Hope Raiders here with about 23 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Kickoff taken by the Raiders is going to be run back by number 12, Keenan Smith. Sniff across midfield and into Redskin territory down to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, it was a little trickeration that time on the kickoff. They had one guy come across. They faked the pitch to him, and then as he pitched the ball back to Keenan Smith, he was able to get around right in and get up the field, get out of bounds over at the 43-yard line. Good Hope set up again with great field position. Let's hope that they can get something positive out of this. They've been set up first and 10 on the positive side of the 50-yard line more than a couple times tonight, and they just haven't been able to find the end zone. Let's see if they can do that here in the third quarter with a minute 28 left to go.
First and 10, handoff goes to McClure. McClure gets down to about the 38-yard line. He runs for about 5 yards, a good 5-yard pickup that time by Jared McClure.
I'd like to thank everybody that helps us bring you this broadcast. We got Farmers Insurance, a main man over here, Tommy Warhurst, the Warhurst Agency. We got Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, and Joker Radio Auto Service. Thanks to all those guys that helped make our broadcast possible. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to be here tonight bringing you some great football action from Onion, Alabama, with a score 53-0 over the Good Hope Raiders. That's the end of the third quarter, and about to start the fourth. Good Hope in good field position over on the other side of the field. It's going to be second down when we come back to the fourth quarter. Actually, we probably don't even need to leave since they're coming back on the field. They're trying to get this game going.
Yeah. Start time to just about time to start the fourth quarter and time to possibly take a look ahead to next week and where we'll be setting up Friday Night Live next week. And if all indications as of right now, we're going to ride over to West Point and check out the West Point Warriors and Pope John Paul as they played next week at West Point. As you mentioned a moment ago, West Point, one of only two undefeated teams left in the county. We'll see how they fare tonight as they were taking on Ardmore tonight in a region game. And the next week's game with Pope John Paul will also be a region game for the Warriors.
West Point always puts a good team on the field. Coach A.J. Lamar, he's made a return to the team out there. He's actually coaching running backs now. Stepped down from the head coaching job a year ago, but now he's back out there with the West Point Warriors doing what he knows best, teaching those kids how to run the football. I'll tell you one thing. I played football with that young man back whenever he was in high school, before he went off to UNA, won a couple of college championships. And if there's one thing he does know how to do, it's tote the rock. And he's going to be a good leader for that football team out there in the future.
Third down and 5 for the Raiders now. Inside handoff, running across the 33, down to the 30, all the way down to the 29-yard line is Matthew Wisnant. He's going to pick up a Raider first down into Redskin territory deeper at the 29-yard line.
Almost looked like a little bit of a counter-gap play. He took off to the right like he was going to try to get around right in, cut back behind a pulling guard right up the middle over on the left-hand side, gets down the middle of the field, picks up a first down, and sets up Good Hope here at the 29-yard line, first and 10 with 11:12 to go in the third quarter.
And the Good Hope band across the way urging their team on with some electric guitar and drums. Handoff goes to Wisnant again. And he's going to pick up about 3 yards down to near the 26-yard line.
It may be 53 to nothing, but the band still thinks they're in the game because they are rocking out on the other side of the field.
And what a great performance at halftime by the Raider band. If you happen to miss it at halftime, you can always go back to live95coleman.com. Click on demand. You can listen to the pregame show. You can listen to tonight's ballgame. Or if you just want to hear the halftime show, you can go back and listen to the Good Hope Raider band at halftime. You can do that anytime on demand at live95coleman.com.
You know, the one thing I do enjoy about high school football, college football too, there's a couple of things. You know, it's the sportsmanship, it's the pageantry of all that goes on the field, but sometimes the peripherals are where you get the most enjoyment. Watching the band, like tonight, I was thoroughly impressed with Good Hope's band. But the main thing I enjoyed about tonight, you smell that?
Yeah.
That grill burning out back? I had to slip down there at halftime to get me another hot dog and a hamburger, too.
Hot dog and hamburger.
Yeah, I had one before the game started, and halftime rolled around. I had to fill the tank again. But something about those burgers out there on the grill makes me think about sitting around the pool in the afternoons grilling some hamburgers. But, you know, just the peripheral, the pageantry, everything that goes on with high school and college football, it's just a great time of year. They say in the South we got 5 seasons instead of 4, spring, summer, winter, fall, and football season.
On first down, Eisner fires complete down to the 23-yard line. Another 3-yard gain that time by the Raiders. Pitch and catch that time to number 33. That's Austin Eakes on the catch for the Good Hope Raiders.
Yeah, Eakes just went out there, turned around, waited for Eisner to deliver the ball. He put it right on the numbers and basically turned around, picked up a few extra yards after the catch. Then he got drove back a little bit, but sets up 3rd and 4 here for Good Hope.
Eisner going to hand off to Wisnant. Wisnant's got a hole, 15, finding his way down to the 12-yard line is Wisnant.
Yeah, Wisnant's doing a great job running the football. He's really powering it in there. Don't know if it's because of the fact that the Onion Redskins have put in a lot of their second, third teamers. You don't see a lot of the same starters on the field. But either way, Mr. Wisnant, he's doing a good job carrying the ball right now.
First and 10 for the Raiders now. Riley wants to throw. Complete to Harbison at the 10. Harbison dances away and spins down to the 9. Before he's brought down, it looked like he was going to have a big hole there, a couple of spin moves, but that hole closed up quick.
It closed up quick. I'll tell you why. That safety that's playing out there, number 23, let me find his name here. I hadn't called it. Actually, he's 23, and he's not on the roster, so he must be one of the younger players that's got moved up. I don't see him there, but he stepped up into the hole. He didn't get faked out. He didn't chase anybody out of the play. He stayed in his lane and forced him to get out around the other side and set the rest of the defense up for a good tackle.
Second down and 8, handoff goes to Wisnant again, spinning at the 5, fighting his way all the way down to the 3, to the 2. He's going to be down to the 1-yard line, just shy of the goal line. Is Matthew Wisnant. What a good hard run that time by Wisnant, the junior.
Everybody on Good Hope's team was pushing Mr. Wisnant, trying to get him across the goal line. I thought for a second the referee is going to go over and help push that pile. He got in there closed. But second down, let's see, 3rd down and inches here. They're inside the 1-yard line. Let's see if Good Hope can find the end zone finally tonight.
Handoff again goes to Wisnant, and he's in there this time. Touchdown, Good Hope.
He just fell forward, followed a blocker, fell forward into the end zone. Gets the Good Hope Raiders on the board finally, Tommy. You know good and well they're going to probably try to go for 2 here to make the score a little bit more respectable, but Mr. Wisnant with a 1-yard touchdown run. That's first score of the night for the Good Hope Raiders.
The Raiders will go for 2. Riley Eisner will get the call from the sideline. He'll send 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side as they're working from left to right. Matthew Wisnant will be behind Eisner. Eisner will operate from the shotgun. High snap, brings it down, hands it off to Wisnant. He breaks a tackle at the 3 and fights into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Good handoff and run that time to Wisnant, fighting his way through tackles and into the end zone. So with 9:12 left to go in the ball game, your score, Redskins 53 and Raiders 8. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy, opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Back at Gilbreth Stadium, campus of Aniana High School for Live 95's Friday Night Live. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. The Good Hope Raiders are on the board with 9:12 left to go in the ballgame, but they trail the Redskins by a score of 53-8.
Anybody listening out there that's interested to know, Holly Pond has just taken the lead back from Collinsville. Quarterback keeper on a draw play, about a 20-yard run. Mr. Lambert, the quarterback there, Holly Pond, puts Holly Pond up with 10:30 left to go in the ball game. They're up 14-7, so looking to get off that 13-game loss losing streak is the Holly Pond Broncos.
The onside kick attempt from the Raiders is recovered by the Redskins at about the 47-yard line, so they'll be in good shape, first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Maybe the Broncos will hang on. It'd be good to see them get a win and kind of boost that program with a new coach and a new attitude in there. It's not going to be long before the Broncos do get on the winning side.
You're not going to keep Mike Bates down very long. If there's one thing you know about Mike Bates, he's used to winning. When he was a coach at Coleman, he won. When he was a coach down at St. Paul's, he won. He won well. He won at the state championship, and his quarterback was A.J. McCarron. So we know he knows how to coach players, groom players to be better at the next level. So we know it's not going to be long before he's going to be turning that Holly Pond Bronco team back into a winning program, which, you know, their basketball program has done well. Their baseball team has done fairly well over the past couple years. Their football team just kind of suffered a little bit, I think, due to more lack of players than anything. But once he gets that program rolling, you're going to see the Broncos can do what Cold Springs has done. That they went from a 35-game losing streak to now they're 9-4 in the last 13 games. So let's look for the same thing out of the Holly Pond Broncos in the future.
First and 15 for the Redskins after a procedure penalty. And they hand it off to a running back, Colton Walker. And Walker is going to be wrapped up about a couple of yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Sometimes you just like to point out the little things that make football fun. Number 4, Austin Morris for Good Hope. You know, sportsmanship, that's another thing that's great. They're 53-8. Young man's laying on the ground. He goes over and helps Colton Walker up. That's the kind of things I like to see out here. You know, it's not about anything, but this is all a game. And that's one thing that I like to see that these guys remember.
Second down and 15 for the Redskins now from their own 42-yard line. Austin Cram wants to throw. He's in trouble, flushed out of his pocket, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. And there's 3 or 4 Raiders right there waiting on him. Looks like 60 was leading the charge for Good Hope. That's going to be Matthew Pugh.
Number 30 is getting up off the bottom of the pile. That's Austin White. The pocket just collapsed on Mr. Krim. Austin Krim, he stepped back in the pocket looking for a receiver downfield, and everything just kind of came crashing down on him. Even from the point of contact, though, he was able to pick up a few yards to salvage just a little bit to set him up 3rd and 15 with 7:56 to go in the fourth quarter.
Austin Krim will step up under center this time. Stretch handoff to Walker. Walker gets across the 45 and out to about the 47-yard line before he's knocked down by the Raiders. It looked like 58, Connor Pruitt on the stop that time for the Raiders.
It should have been a stop in the backfield. Noah Eccles shot the gap that time and had the running back dead to rights in the backfield, and he was able to juke around and get a few positive yards after that. But Noah Eccles, excellent play there at middle linebacker. Next time, that'll be a tackle for loss in the backfield.
So on fourth down and 10th, the Redskins elect to punt now. Zachary Dimmock will be in punt formation from his own 35-yard line. Caden Smith back to receive for the Raiders. Smith lets it go past him, and it rolls right past Austin Morris, who is back there with him. It's going to be touchdown right about the 11-yard line. So that's where the Raiders will put it in play. First and 10 from their own 11-yard line. We have 6:58 left to go in the ball game, and the Redskins with a 53-8 lead over the Good Hope Raiders.
The last drive Good Hope had, they had Matthew Wisnant back at running back. and he was able to pick up good positive yards multiple times on that drive. Let's see if they go back with number 7 in the backfield again and keep some momentum going, maybe possibly tack on an extra score here late in the fourth quarter. But they've got a lot of real estate in front of them. They got 89 yards to go to put this ball in the end zone.
Raiders come out with 4 receivers, 2 split either way. Burnett, the lone back in the backfield beside Eisner. High snap to Eisner, but he brings it down. He's going to keep it himself, and he gets across the 11 and maybe out to the 12-yard line. Not sure if that's a design quarterback keeper, Jason, or if he just had to try to scramble.
Well, I think what he was trying to do, Tommy, he was trying to follow number 24 there around the end. Jonathan Burnett, he took off like he was going to take the handoff and just scooted around the end. I think he was trying to pick up a block on that linebacker. He missed, and he found Mr. Eisner right there at the line of scrimmage. So let's see what they got in store for him on second down and 9.
They'll have 2 receivers to either side. Burnett, the lone back in the backfield. Burnett takes the handoff from Eisner, running behind his big offensive lineman, gets across the 20, breaking tackles that to the 25-yard line. It's Jonathan Burnett. That's good enough for a Raider first down.
Yeah, Jonathan Burnett, not very tall, but he's 5'8", 200 pounds. He plays linebacker on defense, and you can tell he's carrying that ball with it. He's got his mean on right now. He crushes anybody gets in front of him. Picks up a first down here for Good Hope with 6:12 to go in the fourth quarter as they move the chains.
At 5'8", 200 pounds, is like a bowling ball rolling through the line of scrimmage there behind his lineman. Good enough for a first down. First and 10 Raiders now. Eisner wants to throw, loads, fires deep down the near sideline. Intended on the near sideline for 32, that's Jared McClure. McClure was tackled about the 45-yard line, so...
Yeah, Colton Walker and Jared McClure, they got their feet tangled up there, and you draw her a couple of boos coming from the home side here, and they're going to wave it off. That was a bad call. That was just an incidental contact. Feet got tangled up, and I don't think there's any way either one of them was going to catch that pass anyway. It was overthrown about 15 yards. So they'll wave that flag off, and it'll bring up second down and 10.
And timeout on the field with 5:57 left to go in the ball game. Your score, Aniana 53 and Good Hope 8. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Back at Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School, Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst and Jason Coretti, the Good Hope Raiders and the Aniana Redskins. On second down and 10, the Raiders run it out across the 30 all the way out to the 34-yard line.
Jonathan Burnett runs that football like a linebacker. He came across and he caught that middle linebacker, put his head down and just drove him back a few more yards. But secures the ball very well, and he's hard to pull down at 5'8", 200 pounds. I just kind of chuckle a little bit when I see that because he's not very fast, but you don't really want to get in his way.
Third down and 1 for the Raiders now. Fake the handoff to Burnett. Eisner wants to keep it, and there's Redskins on the 4 corner, and he may be close to a first down. He might have fallen forward for about a yard. In fact, they're going to mark him down right about the 35-and-a-half-yard line. That will be good enough for a Raider first down.
Yeah, Eisner, if he had kept turning that play to the outside, I don't think he could have got around the end out there. He tried to cut it back up, kind of shuffled his feet a little too much there, allowed that defense to close in on him. He could have probably picked up another extra 5 or 6 yards if he had kept cutting that ball to the outside and turned it up around the end.
So first and 10 Raiders now from their own 35-yard line, working left to right. Pass is intercepted by the Redskins, run back to the 35-30, and all the way down to the 19-yard line. Interception made that time by number 40, who apparently may be a freshman who's been moved up because he's not on our roster. But interception, another one for the Redskins. And what's that, 4 tonight, Jason?
Yep, that's 4 interceptions thrown by Good Hope this evening. Interceptions.
So the Redskins will be deep inside Raider territory at the Raider 18-yard line.
love for Aniana just to kind of run this ball and milk this clock out so they can get out of here with a 53-8 win. But you never kind of can tell what's going to go on the field. I know they don't have they've got a short field to work with, but I don't look for them to try to add insult to injury here any longer.
Good Hope Raiders take timeout. They were struggling to get some players on the field, so we'll take timeout with them. 4:49 left to go in the ballgame. Your score, Aniana 53 and Good Hope 8. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Back at Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School, 1st and 10 for the Redskins now after the interception. Colton Walker on the handoff, and he runs down to near the 11-yard line.
Colton Walker able to take that ball around left end. He's just pounding the football. He was listed in the paper this week as one of the highlights for this offense, and he didn't come in and play until late, but you can see why the coaches and the writers were talking about him. He's an exceptional athlete. He's kind of a tall guy, a little slim, but he runs downhill. He gets behind his pads. He picks them up, puts them down, and picks up positive yards almost every time he touches the football.
So his carry good enough for 6 yards. It'll be second down at 4 now for the Redskins. They're all in work the clock mode now. They're going to let the play clock run all the way down inside of 3 seconds before they snap the football. Colton Walker takes the handoff again, and he gets maybe a yard down to near the 10-yard line.
It looks like he came up about 11 yards, 10 yards out. They got him marked over on the other side, way off. I think the stick guy, he might need to go see Dr. Fuller, too. Anyway, regardless, Colton Walker carries the ball. And like you said, Tommy, they're just trying to milk this clock. They let it run all the way down from 25 to inside 5 seconds every time. And we're down to 3:27 to go here in the fourth quarter, with Aniana up 53-8 over the Good Hope Raiders.
Third down and 4 now for the Redskins. Ball on the Raider 11-yard line. Austin Krim from the shotgun. He's going to hand it to Colton Walker again, breaking tackles and driving Raiders with him all the way down to the 1-yard line. There are two Good Hope Raiders on the back of Colton Walker. And Walker's only 5'9", 135 pounds, but he took them both about 5 yards.
Very strong young man. I mean, you take 135 pounds, and he's able to pull two defenders along with him down to the goal line like he did. Like I said, he's not got a lot of weight on him, but, you know, the strength's got to be there to be able to do that.
We've got an injured Raider down in the end zone. Looks like possibly a cramp. We'll let the trainers take care of him and take a moment to say a special thank you to you and your dad, Joe Coretti Auto Service, to Scissor Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, the new Good Hope Pharmacy, which is set to open soon on County Road 437, also Cyber Broadband, and my company, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, all proud sponsors of Friday Night Live. Make sure and tell these folks you're thankful that they bring you Friday Night Live each and every Friday night. And if you like what you hear on the football broadcast, you're going to love Sports Talk Live every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 here on Live 95. Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel will talk local high school sports, college sports, and pro sports. And take your phone calls, too, each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 on Sports Talk Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Don't forget, they're giving away money. People's Bank sponsors that show, and they're giving away moolah every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. So listen in for your clues so you can pick up a little extra moolah from your pocket.
First down and goal for the Redskins now from the 1-yard line. Austin Krim will operate out of the shotgun. He'll have Colton Walker behind him.
and receiver split to either side. Play clock is at 10. They're going to let it go all the way down to about 3 seconds before they snap the football. Snap, and Austin Krim is going to take a knee back at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, I kind of looked forward to seeing that right there. They're kind of in a victory formation. They're up 53-8. There's 2.5 minutes to go. They're on the 1-yard line. There's really no reason to tack on an extra score here. They've picked up the win, so, you know, Aniana's going to move to 2-0 in the region. Unfortunately, Good Hope's going to fall to 0-2. That kind of puts them behind the eight ball for the rest of the season, trying to make any kind of a playoff run. But Aniana's sitting in the catbird seat right now. They're tied with the other two leaders of Locust Fork and Priceville, who are also, they're 1-0. We don't know how their tilts have turned out tonight. We'll find out later. It looks like Aniana's going to be one of the front runners in 4A Region 7 this season as Austin Krim, he steps back, takes another knee. Got a 153 down here in the fourth quarter. Play clock hadn't started yet, but they should be able to milk this clock out. Maybe Good Hope get another chance to football here, but...
Well, and that, as you mentioned, too, going back to 4A Region 7, the Redskins and Locust Fork will play next week. Right now, that's two teams with wins in the region. And the Raiders will have a game next week. They'll be hosting Curry next week. It won't be a region game, but it'll be at home against Curry. So,
well, actually, Good Hope's home against Pennington next week, which is a region game. And then they travel Curry next weekend.
I'm sorry, I was looking a week ahead. You're right,
yeah.
Jason.
Locust Fork, yeah. Aniana's going to travel to Locust Fork, and then they've got a home game back here against Susan Moore. Like I said, not a region game, but one of those rivalry games where you just don't spend the next 364 days remembering that or forgetting about it if you happen to lose to your in-county rival like that. It's kind of like the old Hansel Coleman, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia Tech. You name a rivalry, Susan Moore and Aniana is just as strong around these parts of Blount County as any other.
Clock is continuing to roll now. Inside 45 seconds to go in the ball game. The play clock will be at 15, so the Redskins will either take a 5-yard penalty or they'll take a timeout. But the objective here is just to let the clock roll and not punch the ball into the end zone again.
Yeah, clock's down to 30 with 4 seconds on the play clock. And looks like they're going to snap it, kneel down on it. We'll have 21.9 seconds to go in the fourth. So Good Hope will get another chance for the football. They will have about 90 yards to go in 21 seconds. I'm not saying it can't be done.
No, and we've seen Riley Eisner's arm.
Yeah, I believe he could take and he could probably throw that ball down here at about the 35-40-yard line. He's got a cannon on him. If he could learn how to control it a little bit, he's going to be deadly.
Yeah, that's what we'll see. As a sophomore who was thrown into action last year as a freshman due to an injury, he's still learning how to develop his game and develop his arm, and he will grow over this season being the starting quarterback all season long.
Yeah, that's one great way to come in and groom a player like that is they've got to get playing time. Like I said before, you can practice all you want, but until you get in these game time scenarios, you're not going to really know what kind of a player you got. You can be on fire in practice, and you can go out and play against a scrimmage game and just look like the next Tim Tebow. And you get out here under the Friday night lights, and what happens? Boom, you know. But he seems to be maturing and turning into a good quarterback for the future for Good Hope.
So, and as you mentioned, next week the Good Hope Raiders will be at home against J.B. Pennington. That another big region game. The Pennington Tigers are good this season so far. They've got some pretty good running backs and a pretty good quarterback of their own, so that'll be a test for the Raiders next week at Good Hope. Just a simple quarterback keeper this time from the Raiders. Running up to near the 19-yard line is a new quarterback in the ball game. That's number 5, Cole Pearson.
Yeah, they got Cole Pearson listed here as quarterback. 5'6", he's a 10th grader. 5'6", 165. And he just run around, got out of bounds with 15.3 seconds to go. Trying to move the ball into more manageable territory to rear back and sling one.
Pearson from the shotgun. He'll hand it off to Wisenant. Wisenant gets across the 20, across the 25, still fighting out to the 26-yard line before he's going to be knocked down, and that will be the final play of the ball game. The clock will expire. And your final score, the Aniana Redskins 53 and the Good Hope Raiders 8. We'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building.
From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Gilbreth Stadium on the campus of Aniana High School. The Redskins and the Raiders coming to a close here, and it was all Aniana Redskins tonight. They started out in the first quarter with a pretty commanding lead, and Jason, they kind of held on to it the whole ninth third.
Yeah, Tommy, this game we got out of hand real quick in the first quarter. You had Cole Powell, he went on a 71-yard touchdown run, and I'm going to go back and redo this. I kept saying Micah Spencer kicked that extra point, but it was Brandon Atkins of Aniana. He tacked on the extra point. 8:58 to go in the first quarter. Aniana led 7-0 at that point. Then Cole Powell, he went on another little scamper 10 yards after interception. 6:47 to go in the first. Extra point was no good with a bad snap. Aniana led at that point with 13-0 over the Good Hope Raiders. Cole Powell again, he went on a 3-yard touchdown run. And they went for 2 points with 1:26 to go in the first. Incomplete pass left the score at 19-0. That's when Zach Demick took over. He intercepted a ball and got the ball back. He went on a little run there. Actually, he threw the ball that time. Second quarter, 7:04, made it 25-0. Brandon Atkins comes in, kicks the extra point. We're at 26-0 late in the second quarter. And Zach Demick, he found Riley Cole again for a long touchdown pass. And Brandon Atkins tacked on the extra point, made it 33-0 at that point. And then right before the half, we had a little unexpected touchdown run of 39 yards. Number 9, John Moy, he took the ball to the house. Brandon Atkins tacked on an extra point. At that point, it was 40-0 at the half. 8:32 to go in the third quarter. Riley Cole went on an eight-yard run. 46-0. Brandon Atkins tacks on another extra point, made it 47-0 at that point. I'm about to be out of breath.
You're flipping the page to the
I got to flip the page over so we can talk more about these scores. And then Colton Walker for Aniana, he went for a 1-yard touchdown run at that point, made it 53-0. Cole Neighbors tried the extra point, and it wasn't any good. That's where we left Aniana's scoring drive, culminated at 53 points. Then early in the first fourth quarter, a little 1-yard touchdown run by Matthew Wisenhamp made it 53-6. Then turn around, they hand the ball off to him for a 2-point conversion. It's good, and that leaves us here at Gilbreth Stadium in Aniana, Alabama. Your Aniana Redskins 53, the Good Hope Raiders 8.
And next week, the Good Hope Raiders will be at home against J.B. Pennington. That a big 4A region contest next week at Good Hope. So Raider fans, come on out and support the Raiders next week. Next Friday Night Live, will travel to West Point as the West Point Warriors so far tonight, as we know, undefeated in 5A Region 8. We'll see how they fare tonight. Are they still going to be undefeated next week? We'll find out later, but they'll be hosting Pope John Paul next Friday night, so that will be our Friday Night Live Game of the Week next Friday night, Pope John Paul at West Point. I want to say a special thank you to our Friday Night Live sponsors. They are Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, opening soon in Good Hope, Morton Buildings, Holmes Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, and Joe Coretti Auto Service, proud sponsors of Friday Night Live. For Jason Coretti, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long, and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live, your final score of the Good Hope Raiders 53 and the Aniana Redskins 8.